And that crass is why we have a toilet paper shortage today, because the Egyptians would wrap the dead people in toilet paper. Any questions?
Hey, Cody, you want to know the real reason why there's a toilet paper shortage? Because your mom's so fat, her big butt needs all the toilet paper to wipe it when she poops.
Ha! Good one, dude! Shut up, Junior.
Why are you getting so upset? You have mummy issues? You love your mummy?
I don't have a mom.
You don't have a mom either, Junior.
Dude, that's not cool!
What, he can make fun of my mom, but I can't make fun of his?
All right, Cross, the bell means it's time to go to lunch. I'll see you in 15 minutes.
Free food!
Let's go to lunch.
We have a lunch room? We've never been to lunch before.
Yay! I get to run to lunch like a weird kid.
I'm not hungry.
Hey there, how's it going?
Can I please get a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger? I got your cheeseburger right here. Meat slap surprise, enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Oh, well, I got something to fill your belly. Meat slot surprise.
Thank you.
Do you have anything kosher?
Kosher? I don't know what that is, but I got some meat slot surprise for you.
Okay, thank you.
What are your vegan options?
You kids and your jokes. You never fail to crack me up. It's a meat slot surprise.
I can't eat meat.
Don't you dare disrespect my meat slot surprise again. Get out of my face.
What is this?
Is this even edible?
I am not eating this.
Come on, guys. Who doesn't love meat slot surprise? It's actually pretty good after you throw up in your mouth a few times.
Well, I've already thrown up in my mouth once, and it's still gross.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go back to class.
Yeah, me too.
Well, hello there.
Oh, hey there, handsome. What can I do for you?
I want some of that.
Really? You want some of my meat slop surprise?
Yeah, it looks yummy.
You know what? For use, I'm gonna give you 2 scoops.
Okay.
With extra loving. You enjoy that now, sweetheart.
Oh, it looks yummy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now that's a handsome man. I think I'm in love.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Delicious. Today at school, the lunch lady made meat slop surprise.
What's meat slop surprise?
Oh, I brought some home. I'll show you. Right here, Daddy.
Ew, Jeffy, that looks gross.
Well, it looks the same going in as it does coming out.
Oh, my God, it smells like throw up.
Let me see it. Oh, my God, Jeffy, that's awful.
But it tastes amazing. You should try some.
Well, no, I'm going to call the school and complain. They should not be serving our kids this kind of food. They should be serving healthy stuff. Let me get my phone.
But this is good.
All right, I'm calling the school.
Hello?
Yes, sir. May I please speak to the lunch lady?
You're speaking to us.
Oh, wow. You have a very deep voice for a lunch lady.
Thank you. I get it from my dad at 2 packs a day.
Well, I'm calling because my son, Jeffy... Shut up, Jeffy. Stop it. He brought home meat slop surprise.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
Well, I think it's very gross and repulsive, and I think you should make something different.
In all my 20 years of cooking, I ain't never had nobody complain about my meat slop surprise.
Well, that's very crazy to hear because I think it's gross and I think everybody would hate it. So I think you should make something different.
Too bad! It's the only thing I know how to make, so back off, bub!
Well, I think you should learn how to cook, you not knowing how to cooker.
Marvin!
Well, you know what? How about you become a lunch lady? And then you can decide what's going to be on the menu.
I'll never become a lunch lady because I actually want a future and a career.
Marvin!
Well, she was just very mean and gross, and I think she should learn how to cook.
Danny, you were really mean to that lunch lady, and she's a nice lady.
She's not a nice lady, and she does not know how to cook.
Well, you're ugly. Well,
throw this away.
That was really mean what my daddy said to that lunch lady. I'm going to call her and apologize.
Hello?
Hey, this is the kid in the yellow shirt from lunch today that really liked your cooking.
Oh, hey there, sweetheart.
Yeah, I wanted to call and apologize because I heard what my daddy said to you on the phone, and I thought it was really mean. But your cooking's really, really yummy.
You really think so?
Yeah, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Man, I love that kid.
And that crass is why pyramids are shaped like triangles. Because if they were circles, they would roll away. Any questions, crass?
Free food!
Oh no, it's lunchtime again.
It's a good thing we brought our lunch today.
Alright, crass, you know what the bell means. Time to go to lunch again.
Yay! Lunchtime again! Come on, arms!
I'm still not hungry.
Hey there, hot mama. What's on the menu today? Hopefully it's you.
Sorry, sweetheart, I'm taken by a beautiful man in a yellow shirt and a blue helmet.
The good ones are always taken.
Yeah, sorry about that, but here's your meat slop surprise sandwich.
Ooh, thank you. What's cooking, good looking?
Oh, there he is, my big handsome man.
What's on your menu today?
I got something extra special for you. Meat slot surprise. Sandwich double scoop.
Mmm.
Made with extra love.
Thank you.
Oh, he's gonna be mine someday. I just can't stand it.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I brought a Lunchable today.
Me too.
You guys are really missing out on this meat slop surprise sandwich. I mean, the bread really stops you from throwing up.
The fact that it even makes you want to throw up means it's bad.
Well, not everybody's privileged like you, Cody. We can't just bring Lunchables to school every day.
Oh. Hey there, sweet cheeks. How's that meat slop surprise treating you?
Oh, it's really good.
Really? You know, I love me a man that can appreciate my cooking. You truly are something special.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll see you later, baby.
Okay.
All right, Crass, I hope everyone enjoyed their lunch. So everyone get out a piece of paper and start taking notes.
Hey there, sorry for interrupting, but I got a letter for Jeffy.
Okay, make it quick. I'm trying to teach a Crass here.
Here you go, Jeffies. I wrote you something special. Don't show nobody.
Okay.
I'll see you later, my love.
What do you say? I can't read.
Give me that!
No, give it back!
Hey, everybody! Jeffy has a love letter from the lunch lady!
Give it back!
It says, "Dear Jeffy, I love you more than meat slop surprise. Love, Muriel." And then she kissed it with her butthole. Jeffy has a girlfriend.
Aha! Jeffy got a girlfriend!
Jeffy has a girlfriend!
Everyone shut up!
Where?
Uh-oh, Marvin. Sounds like someone needs to call the ambulance.
No one likes you, Mommy.
Jeffy, why are you crying?
Because everyone's making fun of me because I got a girlfriend.
Ooh, Jeffy, you have a girlfriend.
Is it your right hand?
That's not appropriate, Marvin.
Peep the letter, Daddy.
Oh, she wrote you a letter?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Jeffy, I love you more than meat slop surprise. Love, Muriel. Who's Muriel?
The lunch lady.
What, the lunch lady, Jeffy? The lunch lady can't be writing you love letters.
Jeffy, that's sick. She's like 80 years old.
Well, you know what this is, Daddy? That's what we like to call a scratch and sniff. Yep, smells like straight ass.
Jeffy, you cannot date the lunch lady. This is sick. She could go to jail for this.
But she makes me good food, Daddy.
I'll get it. Wait, no, Jeffy, someone else answered the door. We have to yell at you about this stupid letter, because this is wrong.
Hello?
Oh, my God! She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen! Oh, those big, beautiful lips. Oh, that chin hair. And that big, beautiful mole.
I wonder what it tastes like. I gotta have her. Hey, baby, what are you doing here?
Is my man Jeffy here?
Jeffy? Yeah, he's here, but what do you need with him?
He's my boyfriend.
Wait, your boyfriend? Wait, he's taking this hot piece of ass?
Sure is.
Oh, Luther, Zero, and get with a hero, baby. Come on, I'm a real man.
I would never disrespect my Jeffy like that.
Well, what does he have that I don't have?
He loves my meat slop surprise.
If it's what I think it is, then I love it too, baby.
Yeah, that's what all men say. Now move.
Dang, she's a freak. I need that in my life.
All right, Jeffy, promise me that if you hear from this lunch lady ever again, you have to call us immediately, okay?
Okay, Daddy.
Hey there, Jeffy's. Your baby's here.
Hey.
What? No, stay away from our son. We do not like you.
Yeah, you're like 80 years old.
Hey, I'm not a day over 60, and I'm in love.
The older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Jeffy, stop it. Look, I'm going to call the cops and have them settle this.
Well, they can't stop true love.
Hey there, someone call the cops?
Yes, officer, this lunch lady's trying to date my son.
Oh, no. Marvin, can I talk to you?
What's wrong?
That's one of my ex-girlfriends.
She's one of your ex-girlfriends? How old is she?
She's like 40, but the years have not been kind to her.
Do my eyes deceive me? Is that Brooklyn Four Fingers guy?
Hey, Muriel.
Hey there, Brookie. I see you came crawling back to me.
What? No, look, it was college, it was dark, I was drunk, and I thought the mole on her face was a nipple. I swear, hand to God.
Yeah, well, don't matter no ways, because I broke up with him.
But no, it was the other way around. I broke up with her.
Oh, yeah? Then why do I have voicemails on my phone of you crying, begging me to come back?
Hey, delete those.
Well, look, officer, look, she wrote this creepy letter to my son. We don't like it, and we want a restraining order against her.
Yeah, I used to get love letters with that print on them all the time. Okay, look, Muriel, I'm writing a restraining order against you for Jeffy. You're not allowed within 100 feet of him.
You can't stop our love!
Oh, the law can absolutely stop your love because your love is icky, okay? So you're not allowed to come within 100 feet of him.
Nope, too late.
Jesus Christ, just get out of here before I arrest you!
Fine!
Thank you so much.
Restraining order? That means he's single! Oh my god, I have a chance, I have a chance!
Okay, I got the perfect plan! So I set up the perfect date, and then I call her pretending to be Jeffy, and then she comes over, she sees me, and then we fall in love.
Let me call her. Oh, it's ringing!
Hello?
Hey there!
Jeffy, is that you?
Yeah, it's me!
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I'm so sorry that we can't be together.
But I set up the perfect dinner. You should come over.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way.
Okay. This is gonna be beautiful.
Oh my god. I can't believe my Jeffy set up the most beautiful date. And he made me slop surprise. Oh, I'm gonna have to marry him.
Hey, baby.
What the? You're not my Jeffy's.
You're right. I'm better.
I'll have you know, I'm waiting for my Jeffy's, and he made me the most perfect meat slop surprise.
Oh, no, he didn't, baby. See, the thing is, I made it.
You know how to make meat slop surprise?
Oh, it's my specialty, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't you come over here and get some of this meat slop surprise, big boy?
Oh, don't make me bad for it.
Get over here.
Wow. Don't you ever leave me, baby.
Sorry, sweet cheeks, but I'm gonna have to.
Why?
Well, you see, there's plenty of other fish in the sea. How do you think I got this smell?
I love you!
Chef Pee Pee, what I just witnessed will scar me for the rest of my life.
About the digestive system. So I'm going to be eating some very authentic Asian cuisine, this bologna sandwich. And I'm going to eat it, and we're going to see how long it takes my body to digest the sandwich and see how long it takes for me to crap my pants.
Is this my son Jeffy's classroom? He forgot his lunchbox.
You're over there.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, Jeffy Poo, you forgot your lunchbox.
Ha ha, how embarrassing.
Daddy, what are you doing here?
You forgot your lunchbox.
All right, Daddy, thank you. Now leave.
It's a Lunchable with a Capri Sun.
Okay, Daddy, thank you. Leave.
Wait, that's your dad?
Yeah.
Ha ha, your dad's bald? Ha ha, bald dad.
I'm not that bald. That is very rude, young man. What if I made fun of your cone-shaped head?
Well, I'd say at least I have hair on it.
Well, I want to speak to your parents, young man. What's their number?
Okay, their number is 1-800. Get some hair, Baldy.
All right, Daddy, leave. Just leave.
Okay.
Look at the bald guy leaving. What a bald way to leave.
Don't you make fun of my daddy!
Hey, stop fighting just because he's that bald!
Hey, Marvin, did you drop off Jeffy's lunchbox?
I did.
What's wrong, Marvin?
One of the kids in Jeffy's class said I was bald.
Aw, Marvin, that's not completely wrong.
I'm not bald. I have hair on the side of my head.
You're kind of bald, Marvin.
Well, I look like that guy on TV. Who's that really hot guy on TV? Dr. Phil. I look like Dr. Phil.
Ew, Dr. Phil's not hot.
Yes, he's super hot, and every girl wants a doctor. And I also look like The Rock. I look like The Rock.
You do not look like The Rock.
I look like The Rock. The Rock's bald. I'm kind of bald. I also look like Steve Harvey.
Ooh, Steve Harvey's hot.
Yeah, I look just like Steve Harvey.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Wow, gang! Thanks for embarrassing me.
How did I embarrass you?
Because you're bald, and now all the kids in school know that I have a bald dad.
Well, I bet some of the other kids' dads are bald.
Well, they didn't see the other kids' dads. They saw you and your bald head.
Well, look, just tell them when you're older that bald is considered sexy. Right, baby?
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah, Daddy, I'm not going to sit there and let the kids keep bullying me. Can we get a marker or something and color in your hair?
No, Jeffy, look, there's not much I can do about being bald. I guess I can call a doctor and see what the options are.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. So, I'm going bald.
Haha, you're bald, baldy. You're so bald.
Yeah, so someone called me bald today, and I don't want to be bald anymore.
Yeah, of course not, because of how bald you are. Look at your bald head.
Well, aren't you going bald?
Don't touch me.
I'm just saying, aren't you going...
You bald bitch.
No, I'm just saying, aren't you...
Loser.
Hey, let him up.
Yeah, let me get up.
Yeah, okay. You're lucky your wife's here.
Well, aren't you going bald?
Yeah, but look, see? I can just show you. You don't have to touch me. Weirdo.
Well, stop pushing me. Look, I don't want to be bald anymore. What can I do?
Well, look, being bald is just part of aging for some people. Some people look really good bald. Like Pooby. He's hot. What's up? See?
Well, yes, Poobie is super hot and bangable.
Uh-huh.
And, like, nobody could be like Poobie.
Damn right.
So, since we can't be like Poobie and be, like, as sexy as him, like, what do we do? Like, can I get hair implants?
Oh, yeah, I can give you hair implants.
Oh, thank God.
How much are they?
Oh, they're about $100,000.
Well, I can't afford that.
I know you can't, broke boy.
Well, there has to be a cheaper option.
Yeah, okay. You could, look these nuts!
What's a cheaper option?
Okay, well, you could just try, like, buying a hat.
Well, I guess I could buy a hat.
Yeah, just be like a hat guy, you know? And then nobody could see your little bald little baby head. What? Little bald little baby bitch. Look at that little head of yours.
I'll buy a hat!
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna go to the hat store and I'll call you if that doesn't work.
Alright, let me know if you want those implants.
I'm gonna go buy a hat.
Marvin, please don't buy a hat!
No, look, I gotta try every option. I don't wanna embarrass Jeffy anymore. What's up, Thang?
What?
Well, I don't want to assume what you are, baby. What are your pronouns? Mine is his, him, he.
That doesn't make any sense, Marvin. And why does your hat say YOLO?
Well, I went to the hat store, and I got this hat on clearance. The guy at the store said every kid's saying YOLO these days.
Do you even know what YOLO means?
Yeah, when kids answer the phone, they go, ring, 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 YOLO.
I don't think that's right.
And then when they're swimming in the pool, they play Marco YOLO. Marco YOLO, hey!
That doesn't sound right either, Marvin.
Baby, you're being really sus right now.
What?
Yeah, you're not being lit. Jeffy needs a lit father, so I'm going to be on fire for him. I'm the hottest things in sliced bread.
But sliced bread is room temperature.
You're being sus again, baby. Jeffy, get in here.
What's up, Daddy?
What's up,
son? Did you just have a stroke?
No, Jeffy, I'm being lit.
Okay, you're definitely having a stroke. Mommy, can you call the doctor?
No, Jeffy, look, I'm just trying to be, like you know, relevant and hip and cool for you and your friends.
This is more embarrassing than you being bald.
No, when your friends see me, they're going to be like, he's so lit, period, poo.
What's period poo?
I don't know. I Googled, like, the top 10 things kids are saying these days, and period poo is one of them. So I think period poo means when a girl takes a dump and it's her time of the month.
Oh,
period poo!
Okay, Marvin, we're gonna move the hat so it looks like this now.
Yeah, Dad, you look like you're gonna go deliver peaches!
This hat is lame like this, unless I can put, like, a big red M on the front of it.
No, I don't think that's a good idea, Marvin.
Baby, I think you need to take a period poo.
What?!
Oh, my hat fell off.
Yeah, well, I think we should leave it off, too. No cap.
No cap. Yeah, lit. Sus. Sus. Everything. He's being sus, everybody. Okay, look, I need a hat because I can't afford $100,000 hair implants. I guess we could just turn on the TV and hope a cheaper option shows up.
Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and I have shaved my head to demonstrate my newest product, Dr. Finkelschitz. Hey, spritz! Are you tired of being bald? Well, worry no more, because one spritz of Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz, and you will no longer be bald. Now watch this. Now we wait for 5 seconds. Oh, it worked! Yes! Now, if you would like a full head of hair like me, all you have to do is order Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz for just $19.95. Order now!
Oh my God, I'm gonna order that right now.
Oh, Marvin, those infomercials are always a scam.
I guess you're right. I guess I'll go back to wearing the hat.
Nope, order it.
I'll go order it right now.
Period poo.
Come on, come on, hurry up with my package, come on. It's here! Hello?
Did you order Dr. Finkelschitz's hair spritz?
I sure did.
Well, here you go.
Thank you so much. Where's my 5 cents?
What?
Yeah, you said it was $19.95.
What? Really?
Yeah, so I gave you a 20, so you owe me 5 cents.
You don't need the 5 cents.
I do need the 5 cents. I'm very stingy.
It's part of the shipping. How about that?
Okay.
Just take the spray.
Guys, the hair spritz came in. Baby, spray the top of my head.
Okay.
I want to watch.
Yeah, just hurry up and do it.
What do I do?
Spray the top of my head.
Okay.
What was wrong?
I got it in my eyes!
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy!
Oh, what's gonna happen?
I don't know! Daddy, I can't see anything!
Marvin, that's so much hair!
But it means it works! Alright, baby, spray the top of my head.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, just spray my head. I want hair.
Okay.
Oh, I'm scared.
Did it work?
Yes, Marvin, you have so much hair!
I do? I bet I look so sexy. I'm gonna look in the mirror.
Mommy, can you shave my head?
Sure, Jeffy. Let's just wait till Marvin gets back.
Oh, my God! I'm so hot! Look at my full head of hair! Oh, my God. I'm gorgeous. I can look at myself all day.
Mommy, it's been hours.
I know, Jeffy. I can go check on him. Marvin, it's been 3 hours and you're still staring at yourself in the mirror?
Baby, look at me. Look at all my hair. I'm hot.
Marvin, you're not that hot.
Of course I'm hot, baby. You're just jealous you don't have as much hair as I do.
Marvin, your hair's a mess.
Baby, I understand. You're jealous because a bunch of girls are going to want me now that I have hair. But you have to trust me. I'm not going to cheat on you.
Marvin, no one cares about your hair that much.
Everyone cares about my hair, especially me. Ooh, the doctor. I can call him back and get revenge.
Hey there, someone call a doctor again?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Baldy, is that you?
Baldy? I don't know anyone who's bald.
Whoa.
Wait, don't touch my hair!
Hey, don't push me!
What's wrong? You wish you weren't bald?
Stop! Stop pushing me!
You little bald spot boy?
What, don't call me that!
Marvin, stop bullying him!
He bullied me, so now that I have hair, I can get revenge. Hey, hey! What? Little bald spot! Hey, let's check out that bald spot!
No!
Whoa! Hey, world! He's going bald! Baldy, Baldy!
You mean!
Marvin, that's so rude!
Oh, he shouldn't be bald, and my nuts are rude. Okay, I'm gonna use some more hairspray. I need some more hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I'm crying in your son's bed.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's a little weird.
Marvin's being mean.
I know. That hair's changed him.
How do you even grow all that hair anyway?
He used Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz.
Oh, no. Don't you know what that stuff does?
No, what?
Well, if you use too much of it, the hair, like, takes over your brain and you turn into a hair monster.
Oh, no! What do we do?
We gotta shave Marvin's head before the hair takes over.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, Marvin, we got something for you.
Oh, my God!
Jesus Christ!
You guys like my new hair?
Well, yeah, kinda.
Marvin, that hair's ridiculous!
You're just jealous that you don't have as much hair as I do.
Marvin, that hair's gotta go. Oh, my God, it's a monster!
You said it was gonna turn into a monster!
Well, I lied. That was just an excuse to shave his head so I could bully him again.
What?
Okay, look, I'm gonna shave it anyway.
You're not gonna shave my hair. Get him, Harry.
Oh, Harry, that's a very creative name. Oh, God, it's eating me alive!
Oh, my God!
It's eating me! Can't feel it, kill it!
Marvin, that hair's gotta go! I did it.
Oh, no, my hair, my beautiful hair. Why'd you shave it off?
Marvin, that hair turned you into a monster.
But, like, why'd you shave me bald? You could have left a little bit of hair.
Because, Marvin, I love you just the way you are.
Aww.
Ha ha, Baldy, you're bald again.
Well, you still have that bald spot on the back of your head.
Yeah, you're right.
Marvin, aren't you glad that all that hair's gone off your head?
No, not at all. I wish I had the hair back on my head. But I guess I still can wear the hat.
Oh, no, not the hat.
What's wrong with the hat?
Oh, just wait.
Yo, 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 what's up, my brother? Marco, YOLO, hey!
God, I preferred the hair monster.
You guys are being sus. Hey, baby, why don't you go take a period poo?
What?
It's what girls do in the bathroom.
So, who's gonna shave my head?
Oh, let me do it.
Well, hey, how about I do it? Because you guys are acting sus, am I right?
Let her go, or suffer the consequences.
Baby! Thank God you're here! You're so brave and so sexy!
Wait! Who is he with that gorgeous hair?
I shampoo and condition.
So sexy!
Oh, the hair! It's my only weakness!
Are you ready to die?
Oh, he can fly too!
Of course I can. I'm Super Hair Man. Super Hair Man. Hair.
Oh, it's too much!
Ah! I got you, baby, I got you! Ah! Baby, I saved you!
Thank you so much for saving me!
Oh, hey, watch the hair! Oh, man, it was just a dream. I wish my life was like that dream. A full head of hair. Can you imagine me being a sexy beast? Oh, my life is so sad. Huh? Who's at the door? Oh, they probably woke me up from my dream. Hello?
Hey, you want to see my pencil?
Wait, your pencil? Wait, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my name is Jeffy. She's changing on my shirt. Jeffy.
What, Jeffy? What's this note say?
Oh, it says I'm a good boy.
Please babysit. Sorry, wait, I'm not a babysitter. What are you doing here?
Oh, my mom dropped me off, and she said that my name is Jeffy, and now I'm a good boy.
Well, your mom needs to pick you back up because I'm not a babysitter, so where's she at? Where'd she go?
Oh, she drove off.
What, she drove off? Wait, how am I supposed to take you back to her? Look, how about this? How about
you want to see my pencil?
You've already showed me that.
She can go on my nose. Look.
Don't do that.
Why?
Because you're going to hurt yourself.
Why?
Because pencils aren't supposed to go in noses.
Why?
Because it hurts.
Why?
Stop saying why.
Why?
Ah! No, don't start shouting.
You want to see me draw a pretty picture?
No, no pretty picture.
I'm drawing on your wall. It's a pretty picture. I'm
just stop it.
Why?
What if I came to your house and drew a pretty picture on your wall?
Go for it.
No, go for it.
Yes, go for it.
Stop it. Quiet. What? What was that? What are you doing? No, look. How about you come inside and I give you some gummies?
Gummies?
Yeah, gummies.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. Let's find your mom.
Oh, God. Why is this my life? Why did he show up at my door? All the houses in the neighborhood, and he chose mine.
Okay, look. I'm going to give him the gummies, and I'm going to call Rose for help. Hey, Jeffy, I got your gummies.
Why?
Because I said I'd get you gummies.
Feed me. I'm a giraffe. Oh.
What? No, you're not a giraffe.
Gummy right here.
Yeah, gummy does go right there, but you can put the gummy there.
You done.
No. Wait, why are you wearing a diaper?
In case I poop my pants.
But the diaper's on the outside of your pants.
Yeah, so it won't get dirty.
But then your pants will get dirty. Okay, look, here's a whole box of gummies. You can just eat these and have... Wait, what are you doing? Stop it!
I'm trying to put a pencil in my nose.
And I said stop it, the pencil does not go in your nose.
Why?
Because pencils aren't meant for noses.
Then why does my nose have holes in it?
To breathe.
Does your nose have holes in it?
Yes, every nose has a hole in it.
Then a pencil goes in it.
No, just because a pencil will fit in it doesn't mean it should go in it. So look.
Open your nose.
No, open the nose.
Yes, open your nose.
Look, just eat your gummies, okay?
You want to see my pencil?
I've seen it. You show it to me every 5 seconds. You can just eat the gummies, and I'll be right back. Come on, answer the phone. Answer the phone. Why do you have a phone if you don't answer it?
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Okay, look, I have a huge problem.
Baby, I know you're bald, but we talked about it. You can get the hair implant.
I don't want the hair implant. That's not the problem.
Well, what other problems do you have other than being bald, Marvin?
Marvin?
That's your name now.
Oh, we couldn't think of a better name than Marvin?
Just go with it.
Okay, look. A kid showed up at my door.
Ooh, was he selling cookies?
I wish he was selling cookies. I think his mom abandoned him.
What?
Yeah, so I need you to come over right now, okay?
Okay, I'm coming right now, Marvin.
Ugh, Marvin. Don't worry, Jeffy. Help is on the way. What? Jeffy, why'd you put that pencil on your nose?
What? What'd you say?
Why'd you put that pencil on your nose? I told you not to do it.
I can't hear you.
Get the gummies out of your ears.
Where'd my pencil go?
Try checking up your nose.
Oh.
Oh, hold on. Just stay right here. A rose at the door. Just stay right here. Oh, thank God you're here, baby. This kid literally shoved a pencil up his nose.
What? Why would you let him do that?
I didn't let him do it. I told him not to do it, and he did it anyway.
Well, I brought him a coloring book and some crayons. I thought he might like that.
Well, you know what he's going to do with those crayons? He's going to shove them up his nose, because he thinks that his nose has holes in it. That stuff's supposed to go up there.
Oh, Marvin, he's not going to do that.
Well, just come inside.
Okay.
All right, baby, he's in here. But don't get too close to him. I don't know what he might do to you.
What's wrong, Marvin?
He was right here. He's not here. Oh, no. He's loose in the house.
It's going to be okay.
No, it's not okay. You know, he's crazy. He put these gummies in his ears. He has a pencil on his nose.
That's not sanitary.
It's not sanitary. He's insane. Oh, he might destroy the house. We have to look for him. Okay, he has a blue helmet on, a yellow shirt that says Jeffy on it. You look that way. I'll look this way.
Okay.
Jeffy, where are you? I want to see your pencil. Oh, God. What if he starts a fire?
Marvin, I think I found him.
Well, you did? Don't get near him. All right, baby, where is he?
Hey, I'm a mummy.
You're not a mummy, Jeffy. Why are you making a mess with the toilet paper?
Because I had to go poop-poop.
Well, did you go poop-poop?
Yeah, and the good news is I'm wearing a diaper, so we're all good there.
Well, that's good.
No, it's not good, because the diaper's on the outside of his pants.
What?
So now your pants are all full of poop.
Well, at least the diaper's still clean.
But your pants are dirty.
Bingo. So who's gonna wipe me?
Hey, can you wipe him?
Absolutely not.
It's starting to itch.
It's starting to itch.
Mm-mm.
It's starting to run up my back.
It's starting to run up his back.
I will not.
Please wipe me.
Okay, look. I will deal with him. Can you just please go try to call the cops and file a missing person report or file a found person report? Just get rid of him, okay?
Okay, Marvin.
Oh, where'd my pistol go?
Somebody kill me. All right, Jeffy, we got you all cleaned up, and now you can finish eating your gummies.
But my diaper's still clean.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants and not your diaper.
And my pants are dirty.
Yeah, because you crap inside your pants. Jeffy, stop it. Stop doing that. Why are you doing that? Stop it.
Marvin.
What?
The cops are on their way.
They are? Thank God, we're safe. Because Jeffy's being really weird right now. Look what he's doing. He keeps smacking his diaper, and he's making that weird face, and he won't answer me. Look, Jeffy, stop it. Jeffy, stop doing that right now. Jeffy, please. Jeffy, how could you? Jeffy, there's a lady right here. You're going to do it in front of a lady? Jeffy, stop it. Please stop it. Oh, grab the coloring book.
Okay.
Maybe that'll distract him. Hey, Jeffy, look at the coloring book.
Coloring book?
Yeah, it's a coloring book. Have you ever colored one before?
No.
Grab a crayon.
Okay.
Okay, so the pages in this book, you color them with a crayon.
I want the crayon for my nose.
Well, no, you're not going to put that in your nose.
But my nose has an extra hole in it. Gimme.
That's not what the holes are for. You use those for breathing. You're not going to put a crayon in your nose.
Well, I want the crayon for my nose. Gimme have it.
You're not putting it in your nose.
I want it for my nose.
Okay, we're not going to give it to you if you're going to put it in your nose.
Okay, fine. I won't put it in my nose.
You promise you're not going to put that in your nose?
Yes, I promise.
Okay, give it to him. But you better not put that in your nose. You better not put that in your nose. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Oh!
No more crayon for you, bad boy!
You said Jimmy's a bad boy!
What's happening?
I don't know!
What are you doing? Stop! Stop it! Say some good things!
Jeffy, you're a good boy!
Yeah,
I'm a good boy!
Yeah.
I'm a good boy right here!
You're a good boy, yes, a good boy! Oh, okay, this is insane. He's crazy. Oh, the cops! The cops are at the door! Okay, keep an eye on them, and I'm gonna go into the door! Yay, the cops are here! The cops are here! Hello?
Hey there, call the cops?
Yes, please kill me.
Whoa, do I gotta take you to a padded room? Huh? You little psycho? A padded room? How's that sound?
No, I need your help. Come inside, please!
Okay.
All right, officer, the problem's in here.
Ugh, a blonde. Tell me about it. They're nothing but trouble.
What? No, not her. Him!
Look, I found my pencil!
Well, I'm glad you found your pencil, Jeffy. Wait. Why is there a crayon in your nose? Rose, why is there a crayon in his nose?
I'm sorry. I tried to stop him. He was just so persistent.
Why is there a crayon in his nose?
He likes to put things in his nose.
Wait, where'd my crayon go? Has anyone seen my crayon? It's yellow.
Look, officer, look, this is what happened. Look, I was laying on the couch, living the dream, and out of nowhere I get a knock on the door, and this person shows up at my door, and he says his mom dropped him off and abandoned him. So get rid of him, please.
Well, hold on. Let me just ask him a few questions first. Hey there, Jeffy. I see on your shirt it says your name's Jeffy. So what's your last name?
Jeffy.
Your last name is Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy. Okay.
Jeffy.
Yeah, all right. So can I get an address? Where do you live, Jeffy?
Jeffy.
You live on Jeffy. So, like, can I get a house number or something?
Seven.
Seven Jeffy? So your name is Jeffy, and you live on 7 Jeffy.
7 Jeffy Street.
Jeffy, this is going nowhere.
I know, he's so dumb, and he doesn't answer me. He just does dumb stuff all the time. So can you please just get rid of him, because I...
What's he doing with it?
And then he does that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Stop him from doing that.
No, I mean, look, he's having a blast. He's clearly enjoying himself.
I know, but like, he's doing that in front of a lady. He needs to stop doing that.
I mean, knock yourself out, you know?
Oh, look, what happens when you call him a bad boy? Jeffy, you're a bad boy.
You said Jeffy's a bad boy.
No,
Jeffy, stop. You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Jeffy's a good boy?
Yeah, he's a lunatic. So get him out of my life now.
Well, see, the problem is you find yourself in kind of a weird situation because, there's that finders keeper losers weepers law.
What?
Yeah, so, if you find a kid, you're going to have to take care of him until you can find his parents.
What?
That's the law, so.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, there's nothing else I can do.
No, finders keepers losers weepers! I don't want him! I have to be dreaming. I'm in a nightmare! No, wake up! Please wake up! Huh? It was just a dream! It was just a really bad, sucky dream! Oh, thank God. That would suck if that was real. Huh? Who's that? Hello?
Hey, you wanna see my pencil? You wanna see it?
Alright, Jeffy, it's time to eat your green beans.
Green beans, Daddy? I don't like green beans!
I know, Jeffy, but you have to eat them.
No!
Baby, can you help me feed them?
Okay, Marvin.
Jeffy, just open your mouth.
Mm-mm.
Open your mouth for the green beans.
Mm-mm. I don't know how to open my mouth.
Jeffy, you're opening your mouth right now.
Mm-mm.
But baby, say something to him.
Jeffy, please eat your green beans.
Oh, okay, Mommy.
Wait, really? Wait, Jeffy, you have to eat your green beans!
Hold on, Daddy, 1 second.
Where are you going?
I don't know. What's he doing?
Read it, Daddy. Where'd you get that out, Jeffy?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Jeffy, you have to eat your green beans.
Oh, no, Marvin, look!
Breaking news, MK. World-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois has died. He reportedly fell off a bridge and landed on a canvas. And with his last dying breath, he named the painting the as his body hit the canvas. The painting sold for $200 million and is currently hanging up in my living room. He leaves behind his million-dollar fortune to his only son, who is unknown at this time.
Oh, Marvin, that's so sad.
Well, I don't know who he is. What'd he do?
He was a famous painter. He got famous for putting paint in his nose and sneezing it on the canvas.
Well, he got famous for sneezing on a canvas?
Yes, genius!
Dang, I finished all my green beans.
You finished all your green beans?
Yep.
What, are you sure you didn't dump them behind the couch?
Nope.
I'm gonna go check.
All right, go check. Mommy, I lied. Daddy's gonna be mad.
Oh, Jeffy.
Jeffy, you lied. They're all behind the couch.
Those aren't my green beans.
What, Jeffy, then whose are they?
I don't even know.
Tell the truth, Jeffy.
Oh, okay, Mommy. I rubbed my pee-pee all over that remote control.
Ew!
Well, that's it, Jeffy. You are grounded. You're gonna stand in the corner. My phone's ringing. All right, look, I'm gonna answer the phone, and then you're gonna stand in the corner.
What's your corner?
Hello?
Hey, is this Marvin?
Yeah, who's this?
This is the police.
No. This isn't Marvin. Oh, this is the maid. I clean his house.
Okay, first of all, that was racist. And second, what accent was that supposed to be? Was it like Chinese or something?
I was going for like Hispanic.
Oh, no. No, you gotta work on that.
Okay, look, you know it's me. What do you want?
Oh, yeah, we got a woman here who filed a missing persons report. She says she's looking for her son. She, like, dropped him off at some random place a long time ago, but she says he wears, like, a blue helmet and a yellow shirt.
That's Jeffy. That's Jeffy. Yes, you can sit here.
Wait. I'm sorry. Did you say Jeffy?
Well, yes, Jeffy.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I must have called the wrong person. I'm looking for Jerry.
Jerry?
Yeah, I have Jerry written down. I think it's Jerry.
But no, it's Jeffy. You described Jeffy perfectly. I have her son. Tell her to come pick him up. He's right at my house. Like, come to my house right now.
Okay, I'll send her over. But if she's disappointed because Jerry's not there.
It's Jeffy. Send her to my house. I have Jeffy.
Okay, I'll send her.
Oh, my God. The happiest day of my life.
All right, Jeffy. When Marvin gets back, you're going to apologize for dumping green beans behind the couch.
Okay, Mommy.
Baby. It's the greatest news I've ever heard.
Marvin, wait. Before you say anything else, there's something Jeffy needs to tell you.
What?
Daddy, you're bald.
What? That's what he had to tell me?
No, Jeffy, say the other thing.
Okay. Daddy, do you know how to spell hippo?
What?
H-I-P-P. Oh, yeah, harder, Daddy.
Oh, you know, I don't really even care. Look, the cops just called.
What, the cops?
Yeah, they said that Jeffy's real mom is looking for him, and she's coming to get him right now.
So... no more Jeffy?
No more Jeffy!
No more Mommy and Daddy?
Nope, no more Mommy and Daddy. You get to be free! I get to be free!
Oh, not again.
Marvin, when is she gonna get here?
I don't know, the sooner the better, right? So I think we should get Jeffy ready, and we should go wait by the front door, so when she gets here, we can just drop him off and just say bye forever. Come on, let's go! All right, Jeffy, any minute now, your real mom's coming to get you, and I never have to see you ever again.
Mommy, I don't want to go.
I don't want you to go either, Jeffy.
What, Jeffy, don't call her mom anymore. She's not your mom anymore. Your real mommy's coming to get you. We never have to see him ever again. That must be her. All right, Jeffy, stand up straight. Stand up straight. Stand up straight, Jeffy. Look good. Come on. All right, guys, the moment we've... Jeffy, stop crying. All right, guys, the moment we've all been waiting for. Hello?
Jeffy, is that you? Come to Mommy, sweetie.
Wait, you're Jeffy's mom?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for taking care of him. I've been so worried. I'm Nancy, by the way. Oh, sorry, I'm a little sick, and I think I'm also a little bit pregnant. Oh, can I come in? I have to meet the people who've been taking care of my baby.
No, Daddy, no.
Oh, thank God, my Jeffy is safe. My poor baby.
Yeah, Jeffy's 100% safe.
Hey, do you have coffee or maybe something with alcohol in it?
Alcohol? Aren't you pregnant?
I don't even know. Hey, I'll spit on you for a dollar.
Spit on me for a dollar? No, I didn't say yes. Take me to a hospital.
Pay up.
Look. You can take Jeffy. I have one question before you go.
Okay.
Why did you drop him off a year ago?
Oh, I needed somebody to babysit him while I was at the grocery store.
It took you a year to go to the grocery store?
It was very hard to find.
Well, that sounds like a good story to me. All right, Jeffy, go with her.
No, Daddy, that's not what happened.
Jeffy, stop talking crazy. Close your mouth before I smack it.
Wait, Jeffy, what really happened?
All right, Mommy.
This is what happened.
All right, we're here.
Where are we at, Mommy?
See, I don't want to be your mommy no more, so you're going to find a new mommy and daddy.
A new mommy and daddy?
Yeah, you're going to go over to those apartments, and you're going to knock on every door until somebody answers. And then whoever answers is going to be your new mommy and daddy.
No, but I don't want a new mommy and daddy. I want to live with you. I love you, Mommy.
I don't love you. You're ugly, and you're stupid, and you waste my time. So go, get out of here.
Can I show him my prank joke?
Yeah, sure, whatever you want. Just go.
But, Mommy, what if I forget my name?
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, all right. Oh, let me write it. And there you go. Your name's on your shirt. It says Jeffy.
Jeffy?
Yeah, so if you forget your name, just look at your shirt, okay? Now get out of here.
Well, what if they don't want to be my new mommy and daddy?
All right. Putting this note on your shirt. There you go.
Why does the note say, Mommy?
It says you're a good boy. Now get out of here.
Says I'm a good boy?
Yeah, now go.
All right, Mommy.
Leave. Oh, gotta get rid of him.
Bye, Mommy.
How was your day at work, Boydie?
Oh, it sucked. It was such a long day.
Who is that?
You expecting someone?
No.
I'm not going to answer it. It's probably like a candy salesman. We don't want any candy!
No one answered.
Huh? Who's at the door? Oh, they probably woke me up from my dream. Hello?
Hey, you want to see my prank joke?
Wait, you're pissed? Wait, who are you? What are you doing here?
Oh, my name is Jeffy. She is changing on my shirt. Jeffy! And that's what really happened.
Jeffy! I told you about mine! Mommy sure does love her smokes.
Jeffy, you have to go with your mom now.
Daddy, please don't make me go with old Mommy. She hits me and she calls me bad names.
But she's your real mom, Jeffy.
Mervin, I don't think she takes care of him.
But that's his real mom.
Oh, yeah, that's the spot right there. Oh, I wonder what that smells like. Oh, yeah, that is 2 months of no shower right there. Oh, you want a whiff?
What? No, I don't want a whiff.
All right, come on, Jeffy, we gotta go get some money. I mean, go home.
No, I don't want to go with you, old Mommy.
Jeffy, you gotta go with us.
No, come on, Jeffy,
please. Please, Daddy.
Come on, Jeffy, you're being a bad boy. Mommy needs to get paid.
Daddy, I'm sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry about the green beans. I won't move my pants anymore. Daddy!
Well, he's gone now.
Marvin, I can't believe you let that terrible woman take Jeffy away.
Well, look, he's not a responsibility anymore. That's his real mom, and I don't care about
her. Marvin, she beats him!
Good!
Well, I'm leaving!
All right, fine, leave. I don't care about you. Leave!
Fine!
Fine, leave, bye!
Bye!
Come here, Jeffy. You're coming home with Mommy now.
I don't want to go with you, old Mommy. I don't like you.
Oh, Jeffy, how dare you say that to your own mother? I gave birth to you in a porta potty. Now listen here, you little shit. Your mommy's lottery ticket now, okay? See, your daddy was a famous painter, and he died, and he left you millions of dollars. So now, whenever you're 18, that money's gonna be mine, and you can live with whoever the hell you want.
I don't wanna live with you, Mommy. I don't like you.
Oh, you're gonna live with Mommy, and you're gonna like it, okay? All right, now shut up. This is a stolen car, and I don't want to attract any more attention.
Okay, Jeffy's gone forever, and that's all that matters. It's just me, myself, and I. I finally get some peace and quiet, and I finally get to relax. That's all I care about. I just want to relax. Jeffy!
Oh, hey, yeah.
God, what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah, I saw you were having a moment. I thought I'd cheer you up with this piano. I saw everything that happened.
Oh, am I a bad person?
Yeah, you suck.
Well, listen, I just want some peace and quiet, so can you leave?
Okay.
Stupid cat piano. Jeffy would always annoy me with this thing. I just want some peace and quiet.
Lola, 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 lola.
I'm hungry.
What did you just say?
I'm hungry.
What did I tell you about being hungry? You wait till next week when the check comes in. You've been a bad boy. You don't get to eat this week.
Aww.
Huh, this is kind of fun. But no, I don't want to hear it. It's stupid and it's annoying and it's dumb and I don't want to hear it anymore. I just want peace and quiet. I don't want to hear that dumb, stupid piano that Jeffy used to play. No, I don't care about it. I just want to sit here by myself in the quiet. No.
La 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 la. Oh great, now it's raining. Ugh. La 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 la. What? Jeffy! What? Oh, my baby! Jeffy! Jeffy, get back here!
Maybe I can watch some TV. No. I just wanted to be quiet. Just nice and quiet. Just sit here. By myself. Who's that? That's probably Rose. Hello?
Daddy, can I please live with you?
Well, Jeffy, where'd you come from? How'd you get here?
I jumped out of Mommy's car because she was hitting me and said I couldn't eat for a week.
Well, good.
Oh, no, Daddy, please. Daddy, please. I'm sorry. Let me live with you.
No, Jeffy, you remember that time you locked me out of my house?
Yeah.
Well, check this out. I just locked you out. It's payback.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I just really want to live with you. I'm so hungry and I haven't eaten all day.
Well, whose fault is that? I tried to feed you green beans and you threw them behind the couch.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll eat all the green beans ever.
I don't want to hear it, Jeffy. Just go live with your mommy.
Please, just please let me live with you. It's cold out here and my old mommy hits me and calls me mean names. Please, Daddy. I only want to live with you. Please, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy. I'll let you come inside for 10 minutes until your mom comes back.
Really, Daddy?
Yeah, but only until your mom comes back, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Daddy.
All right, Jeffy. You're going to sit right here until your mom comes back to get you.
Daddy, what were you doing with my cat piano?
I accidentally stepped on it when it was on the ground. So I put it up here so I wouldn't accidentally step on it again.
Were you playing my cat piano, Daddy?
But no, I would never play this stupid, dumb, annoying cat piano. It's childish and annoying, and it's really loud, and I love the peace and quiet, so I want it to be quiet. You're not going to play it?
No, Daddy, I don't want to annoy you.
But, well, good. I wouldn't want you to play this anyway. It's dumb and annoying and makes a lot of noise, and I like the peace and quiet, so that would be dumb if you played it. I mean, I guess if you want to play it, you can play it.
You're gonna let me play my cat piano, Jeffy?
Just this once, just because it's really quiet, and my ears are ringing, it's making me have a panic attack. So just play it a little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, thanks, Daddy.
Who's that? It might be your mom.
Oh, no, Daddy. Please don't tell her I'm here.
Oh, my God. Hello?
Is Jeffy here?
What's going on?
I was at McDonald's getting Jeffy a Happy Meal, and then he said he had to go to the bathroom, and then he ran away.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, is Jeffy here? Is he here or not?
Let me just look around and see if he's here.
Okay, please hurry.
Just give me a second.
Please find him.
Please don't make me go with her, Daddy. Please.
But that's your mom, Jeffy.
But she hits me, Daddy. Please.
Just let me make a phone call real quick. All right, Jeffy, I made a phone call.
You're not going to make me go back with her, are you, Daddy?
Jeffy, just go sit on the couch. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay, Daddy.
Hello?
Did you find Jeffy?
Yeah, I found him.
Oh, thank God! Let me give you a hug.
No! I don't need a hug. Look, he's just in the couch in the living room. So come inside.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Jeffy's in here.
Oh, Jeffy, my baby.
Oh, please don't hit me, please.
Oh, Mommy would never hit you, sweetie. I love you. Hey, do you think you could give me and Jeffy a minute alone? I need to give him some kisses.
No, Daddy, please don't leave me alone with her.
I'll be right back, Jeffy.
No.
Jeffy, get your ass over.
No.
Jeffy, come here.
No.
Jeffy, why don't you run away from me?
All right, me.
ma'am. You're under arrest for child abuse.
She also spit on me.
Ew.
Wait. I gotta go see my Jeffy. He's gonna make me millions.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
But make her millions? What's she talking about?
Daddy, is old mommy gonna go to jail?
I don't know yet, Jeffy.
Well, she's being charged with child abuse, spitting on you, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yes.
Great.
So, what happens to Jeffy now?
Well, what this means for you is since I know he's not your kid, you don't have to take care of him anymore.
I don't?
No, you could send him to foster care. I mean, you could adopt him if you want to.
I think foster care would be best. I mean, I lived with Jeffy for a year, and it just didn't work out.
Really? You don't have any good memories of living with him?
Good memories with Jeffy? No.
But, wow, that was really fast.
Yeah, it's just, I think foster care would be best.
Daddy, please let me live with you. I promise I'll be your bestest boy ever.
I just...
What are we doing?
Hold on,
Please, Daddy? Please?
What was that?
I know,
You're gonna have to speak up, I can't hear you.
I know, I'm
sorry, give me that one more time.
I guess I'll adopt him.
Oh, okay, you'll adopt him. Great. Okay, well, now that you're his legal guardian, I can show you this piece of paper I found in his mom's purse.
Wait a minute. I think I have the second half of this.
Well, go get it. What are you waiting for?
All right. What's it say? If lost, please contact his father.
His father is Jacques-Pierre Francois?
Who's that?
The Jacques-Pierre Francois?
Who is that?
He's Jacques-Pierre Francois.
Who is that?
He's Jacques-Pierre Francois.
Who is that?
He's Jacques-Pierre Francois.
Who is that?
He's a famous painter, and he died earlier today.
He died?
Yeah, he left millions of dollars to his unknown son, which I guess is Jeffy.
I'm rich AF.
So Jeffy's a millionaire?
Yeah, well, I mean, he can't get the money until he's 18, but, you know.
Wait, so when Jeffy turns 18, he gets millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Well, just for the record, I adopted Jeffy before I ever knew he was rich, right?
Yeah, you were thinking about sending him to a foster home.
Oh, no, I never thought about that. When's he turn 18?
Well, according to this, he's 12 right now.
So just 6 years?
Yeah.
And Jeffy gets millions of dollars?
Yeah, easy.
Oh, okay, I mean, but I just want you to know, Jeffy, I adopted you before I knew you were worth millions of dollars.
Good.
Yeah, so I want everyone to know that. I'm a good person, right?
Yeah, we know. Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much, officer.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye. All right, Jeffy, are you ready to spend our first night together as a real family?
Yeah, Daddy.
Come on, let's go.
Marvin, I think it's so sweet that you decided to adopt Jeffy.
What?
I think it's sweet you decided to adopt Jeffy.
Yeah, I think I did the right thing.
Marvin, aren't you going to tell him to stop?
No, not this time. This one's for me. Jeffy, stop playing with that toy. It's really loud and annoying. Jeffy, I said stop playing with that toy. It's going to keep doing that and scaring you. Baby, please don't buy any more toys.
I'm sorry, Marvin. I thought he'd like it.
They're just really loud and annoying. Jeffy, I said stop playing with that toy. It's going to keep popping out.
Marvin! Find out what's in the box.
There's a monkey in the box.
Oh, there's a monkey? Yeah, I'm coming to save you, Mr. Monkey.
All right, that's it. No more monkey toy.
Well, I like the monkey toy.
No, you don't. It keeps scaring you. Get ready for bed. Put your PJs on.
Oh, I want my PJs. I got my diaper on.
Baby, can you put his PJs on for him?
Okay, Jeffy, come with me. It's night time.
Did you put his PJs on?
Yep, I even changed his diaper, too.
Why? Was it dirty?
Of course not. It was on the outside of his pants.
But someone pooped my pants.
Someone pooped your pants?
Yep.
Are you sure it wasn't you who pooped your pants?
No, but someone did. And then they put them back on me. And then the poop smeared up my back and Mommy had to clean it.
Okay, well, we're going to go in the living room and have adult time, okay? So you just stay here and go to bed, okay, Jeffy?
Okay, I got to get one more in before bed.
Let's go.
Good night, Jeffy.
So, Jeffy's in bed.
I know. We have the whole night to ourselves.
So, what do you want to do?
Well, we could watch a movie.
Well, I was thinking we... Jeffy, I told you to stay in your bed.
Why?
Because it's bedtime. You're supposed to go to sleep. We're trying to have adult time.
But it's too dark in my room.
Too dark in your room? You didn't put a nightlight?
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Come on, Jeffy. Let's go give you your nightlight.
Nightlight?
All right, Jeffy. There's your nightlight.
Nightlight?
Yes, it's a light that stays on while you're sleeping, so you're not afraid of the dark.
But it's still too dark in here.
But it's still too dark. I don't know what else to do.
Hold on. I think I have something. Here, Jeffy, look at that.
What's that?
Look, stars.
Oh, stars? Stars on the wall? How did they get on the wall like that?
It's just what the light does, Jeffy. Is that good enough?
No, it's still too dark in here. Turn the room light on.
But, Jeffy, that'd be way too bright.
Mom, what are you doing?
Is that good enough?
No, it's bright. It's too bright in here. Turn the room light off.
All right, Jeffy, I don't know what else to do.
But it's still too dark in here.
Well, here, hold on. One more. Jeffy, try this one.
What are you doing with that?
You're supposed to hit it to turn it on.
Oh, wow, it's a light.
You're going to hurt yourself. No, that one's too dangerous for you. How about this? How about we, like this?
Oh, what are you doing with that?
That's a flashlight, Jeffy.
Ooh, a flashlight.
Oh, it's too bright. Just turn the room light back on.
But you said that one was too bright.
Well, now it's too dark in here, and I want the room light back on.
Come on, let's go.
It's okay, Marvin. We still have the whole night. We can do whatever you want.
Whatever I want?
Of course.
What doing?
Jeffy!
What?
What do you want now? What?
I need a bedtime story.
You don't need a bedtime story. You're too old for a bedtime story.
No, I'm not.
Marvin, we can read him one bedtime story. It won't take that long.
What if one's not good enough? What if he wants two or three?
I need a bedtime story.
We'll read just one. Come on, let's go.
Come on. All right, Jeffy. We're going to read you Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham?
Yes, Green Eggs and Ham.
What? How'd they do that?
How'd they do what?
Eggs and ham can't be green.
It's just a book, Jeffy.
Well, I want green eggs and ham.
You can't have it. It doesn't exist. It's just a book.
Well, the guy in the book has it.
Because it's a book, Jeffy.
Well, I want green eggs and ham. I want green eggs and ham. I want green eggs and ham.
Jeffy, stop it. Just listen to the story.
Marvin, we can figure out how to make green eggs and ham.
Well, no, we can't because it doesn't exist.
Well, it exists in the book.
Because it's a book, Jeffy.
Marvin, the sooner he goes to bed, the sooner we can have grown-up alone bonding time.
But I don't know how to make green eggs and ham because it doesn't exist.
It can't be that hard. We can figure it out.
It doesn't exist. Jeffy, while we go make your stupid green eggs and ham, just try to read the book.
Oh, yeah. Look at all that green.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Yeah, some green on the ham. Put some green on the eggs.
This is fun. Look, it's looking good.
Oh, yeah. Work your magic.
It's very, very green.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get his green eggs and ham.
Oh, that's gross. Oh,
get some more green.
Okay. Oh, that's very green egg.
All right, Jeffy. Here's your green eggs and ham. Doesn't that look good?
This guy's a liar.
What?
This guy's a liar. He's saying he likes green eggs and ham.
That's the point of the book, Jeffy. See, in the beginning of the book, he doesn't like green eggs and ham. And then he finally tries it, and he likes it.
But he hasn't even touched his ham yet. So how do you know he likes it?
How do you know he hasn't touched his ham?
Because look, if you look on this page, there's one egg on his fork, okay? And then he eats it and makes the statement that he likes green eggs and ham, and he hasn't even touched his ham yet. I don't want that. He's a liar.
Well, maybe because it's a book and that's a picture, you're supposed to assume he's tried both. Because, like, maybe on the next page, he's ate all his ham, right?
Because on this page, he's only on his second egg, and he still hasn't touched his ham yet. And he's over here rambling on how he eats green eggs and ham anywhere. Anywhere's in all capitals. I don't want that. He's a liar.
But Jeffy, we worked so hard to make the stupid green egg and ham. But why can't you just try it?
I don't want that because he's a liar.
You know what, Jeffy? Look, you have your stupid bedtime story. You have your stupid green eggs and ham. You have all your dumb night lights. Look, as long as you don't bother me for the whole night, I'll be happy. So you going to bother me?
Nope.
Okay, so you get over that. I'm happy. Adult time?
Adult time.
All right, we're going to go have adult time. Just stay here with your dumb, stupid, dumb book and all your stuff. Okay, Jeffy literally has everything. He has a stupid nightlight, a stupid book, a stupid green eggs and ham. No more interruptions.
Yeah, Marvin, now we can finally be alone.
Oh, really?
Daddy?
Jeffy, what are you doing out of your room? Stop cop blocking me.
There's a monster under my bed.
No, there's not, Jeffy. There's no monster under your bed, I promise.
Yes, there is, Daddy, and he told me he's going to poop in my jammies.
What? poop in your jammies. No, no, he did not say that. He did not say that.
Yes, he did, Dad. He said, Jeffy, I'm going to poop in your jammies. And I said, no, Mr. Monster, please don't poop in my jammies. And I ran in here and I told my dad.
Jeffy, there's no monster on your bed. I can show you. I promise, there's no monster on your bed.
No, Dad, there is a monster under my bed, and you got to come get him out.
All right, Jeffy, I'm going to show you that there's no monster under your bed. Come on. All right, Jeffy, where's this monster so we can get rid of it so it never comes back?
He's under the bed, Dad. You got to make him go away.
He's under the bed.
I really don't want poop in my jammies.
Well, there is no under the bed, so that poop in your jammies is all you, buddy.
But what if he comes up here and tries to poop in my jammies?
There's no monster under your bed because there's no under the bed, so that means there's no monster.
But he only comes out when you're not here.
He only comes out when we're not here. Isn't that convenient? Well, I got a solution for that. All right, Jeffy, you're not going to have to worry about any more monsters pooping in your jammies, because I got you this.
What is that?
It's a monster destroyer.
Ooh.
A monster destroyer?
Yeah, it destroys monsters that try to poop in kids' jammies.
I told you they exist.
Yeah, well, it shoots the monster with a laser.
A laser?
Yeah, so no more monsters will poop in your jammies, and the camera faces you, so I'll be able to see any of the monster. I mean, it'll destroy any monster that tries to poop in your jammies.
Oh, what did you do?
I just explained it. If a monster tries to poop in your jammies, it'll shoot it with a laser and it'll make it go away, okay? So, you happy now?
Okay.
Okay, let's go, all right?
Let's go.
Don't bother me anymore.
Finally.
Marvin, was that really a monster destroyer?
No, baby, it's just a baby monitor so we can watch Jeffy.
Oh, that's actually really smart.
I know, I'm a genius.
Marvin, what's he doing?
Jeffy, stop it.
Mr. Monster Machine?
What? No, it's me.
Are you talking to me?
No, it's me, Marvin.
Daddy? Are you drowning your machine?
No, I'm not. Go back to bed.
Why?
Because, go to sleep. We're trying to do stuff.
I saved you, Daddy. Hold on.
No, don't break the machine. Jedi, stop it. Oh, my God. Oh, no! Oh! Jeffy, why'd you knock down the monster machine? Why?
Aw, you're too late, Daddy.
Too late? Too late for what?
The monster already pooped in my jammies.
The monster already pooped in your jammies?
Yeah, he came right after the machine fell down.
Jeffy, you pooped in your jammies! You did!
No, the monster did! But the good news is, my diaper's still clean.
Oh, Jesus Christ, oh God!
Shh, don't wake him, Marvin.
But don't wake him. I don't want to sleep with him.
It's only for one night.
Dad, can I go outside and step in dog poop?
Ew, no, Jeffy, why would you want to do that?
Because I like the sound it makes when I step on it.
No, Jeffy, you can't go outside and step in dog poop.
That's gross, Jeffy.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, if you're going to do it anyway, can you at least put shoes on?
Ew, Marvin!
But Daddy, I can't find my shoes.
What do you mean you can't find your shoes?
Well, they ran away.
How'd your shoes run away?
I don't know, but they did it, Daddy.
Jeffy, shoes can't run away unless you're the one in the shoes running.
Well, I just can't find them, Daddy.
Did you look everywhere?
Well, I looked everywhere that I thought that they could be.
And where's that?
On my feet.
They're not. If they were on your feet, they wouldn't be lost, Jeffy. Look, I'm going to help you find your shoes.
Aren't I?
Jeffy, I found your shoes!
No way! I looked everywhere!
Booger, why are you chewing my shoes? Bad booger, bad! Now we have to get your new shoes, Jeffy.
Well, Daddy, I can step in dog poop without shoes.
No, Jeffy, we'll get your new shoes and you're not stepping in dog poop in them.
Did you find Jeffy's shoes, Marvin?
Yes, I did, but his pet dinosaur Booger ate them.
Oh, no!
So now we have to get Jeffy new shoes, and they're going to be so expensive.
Well, I could go to the thrift store and buy him a used pair of shoes.
Yeah, just do that.
Can you give me the Poop Stompers 3000?
No, Jeffy, you're not going to stop and poop in your new shoes.
Okay, I'll be right back. Marvin, I'm back.
Oh, my God, those shoes are cool.
Mommy, those shoes are the tits.
How much do those cost?
They were only $20, Marvin, and the owner of the store said Michael Jordan used to wear these when he was a kid.
Michael Jordan?
Yeah!
Well, they're about to belong to Scotty Poopin' after he gets unstepping in dog poop with them.
Or Shaquille O'Neal.
Or Fecal Jordan.
Jeffy, put these shoes on.
Danny, look, these shoes fit perfectly.
Well, you better take care of them, Jeffy.
Oh, don't worry, Danny. I'm only going to step in the finest dog turds with these babies.
You better not, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, actually take care of these shoes. Look, I bet your friends are jealous. Go show your friends.
Oh, you're right, Danny. I bet you they don't have dog turd stompers like these babies. I'll be right back.
Oh, I missed it again!
When do we get a turn?
We're playing Make It Take It, so whenever I miss it, that's when you get a turn. But I don't miss.
We're going to be here all night.
See?
He keeps making it.
Oh.
He just keeps making it.
See, watch this. Do it again. Oh, God.
Oh, finally he missed. We get a turn.
Yeah, okay, finally. Now it's my turn.
Hey, guys, can I play?
No, we haven't even had our turn yet.
Cody, just let Jeffy have a turn. He probably sucks at basketball. He's going to miss this shot anyway.
Okay.
Whoa, he made it. Oh, you know what? New rules. Everybody has to shoot from way back there because we're shooting from way too close.
Okay. From right here?
Yeah, from right there. He's totally going to miss this.
Yeah.
What? You made it from there?
Heck yeah!
Well, you have to make it from the balcony now. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to miss that.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffy. Try to make it from up here.
Dude, I can't even make it from up here.
I know. I'm trying to get Jeffy to lose his turn.
All right, watch this. Heck yeah!
How'd you keep making it? I know a shot that you definitely can't make. Come on. All right, Jeffy, for this next shot, you have to shoot the ball over the balcony and make it to the goal.
Jimmy, that's impossible.
And you have to do it over your head.
That's even more impossible.
Just go sit by the goal and see if he makes it. All right, Jeffy, shoot the shot. All
right.
Whoa, he made it.
Dude, he just doesn't miss.
He made that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, when's he ever going to miss?
I don't know. Did I make it?
Yeah, Jeffy, how are you so good at basketball?
I don't know. It must be the new shoes I got from Michael Jordan.
What? Michael Jordan used to have those shoes?
No way, dude. Oh, this is like that movie, Like Mike.
What?
What?
Well, you know, that movie where the kid gets Michael Jordan's shoes and they make him good at basketball.
That never happened.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that Jeffy's only good at basketball because he has Michael Jordan's old shoes?
I mean, maybe.
Wait, so you're saying as long as he's wearing those shoes, he's never going to miss?
I guess.
Jeffy, let's try it. All right, Jeffy, try to make a shot.
All right.
All right, now take the shoes off.
All right.
Try to make another shot. He missed!
It's the shoes!
It's the shoes! Oh, my God. So if Jeffy's wearing those shoes, he could be in the NBA. He'll never miss. He'll win, like, 25 championships. Oh, my God, that's awesome! Who could that be? Hello?
Hey, man.
What are you doing here?
Hey, do you have any eggs?
Eggs?
Yeah, my wife wants to make scrambled eggs, but we don't have any eggs.
Why didn't you go to the store?
Well, because that costs money, and I figured I could get them for free from you. I mean, you're not going to say no, right? I came all this way.
They're in the fridge.
Thanks, bud. Ooh, I'm going to get a drink while I'm here, too.
Ooh, and maybe some chips.
I mean, he already said yes to the eggs. He's not going to say no to that.
Dude, he just doesn't miss!
What? What's that all about?
Come on, Jeffy, make it again.
Yeah, come on.
Guys, I've already made it like 300 times.
I know, just do it one more time.
Please.
What's going on in here?
This kid can't miss when he shoots the basketball.
What?
Yeah, he just can't miss a shot. He's been making them all night.
No way, show me.
Yeah, try the shot, Jeffy.
Whoa.
See, he just doesn't miss.
Wow, kid, you should go pro.
Well, he's really young. He can't go pro yet.
Huh, yeah, you're right. But he's not too young for me to use him to hustle some people down at the gym. Hey, kid, come with me to the gym. I think you guys are good enough to beat the national champs.
Wait, really?
Yeah, come on.
There they are. They're legit. Best.
Oh my God, they're really good.
Yeah, there's a reason they won the championship.
You think we can beat them?
Not you, your friend. But a basketball team needs five people, so also you.
Okay.
I'm gonna go see if they'll accept the challenge.
That's what I'm talking about, Tron! That's what I'm talking about!
Excuse me, sir.
Hey, what do you want?
I'd like to make a little wager.
A wager?
Yeah, I'd bet this kid and his friends could beat you and your team in a game of basketball.
You know we're the champions, right?
Well, yes, sir, I do know that, which is why I'd be willing to bet $50,000 that this kid could beat you in basketball.
$50,000? Oh, are you serious, dude?
Oh, I'm serious.
You don't have $50,000.
Shut up. Hey, so we have a deal?
Hold on, let me see. Hey, y'all think we could beat these little kids in a basketball game?
Right?
Yeah, you got a challenge.
All right, I'll get the rest of the kids.
Hey, and if we win,
You never get to touch a basketball another day in your life. You got that?
I don't know how you'd ever enforce that, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hey, kids, you ready to make me $50,000?
What?
He thinks we can beat a professional basketball team.
But we can't beat a professional basketball team. Well, not on your own, but Jeffy can. He never misses.
Yeah, guys, I think we can do it.
All right, come on.
All right, what scrums are we going up against?
They're right there.
Check out the half-court shot.
Almost!
Okay, almost! You almost
made
that!
Y'all
saw
that,
right?
Yeah,
almost!
It's the effort that counts! It's the effort!
But
that was pretty good.
Yeah.
We're going up against them?
I think so, dude.
Don't worry, your friend here can't miss. Isn't that right, Jeffy?
Right. I don't miss anything. I just keep making buckets.
Okay, let's do this.
Hey!
I didn't think you'd actually show up.
What, do you think I'd make a $50,000 bet involving children and not show up? No, we're here and we're ready to play. Where's your team?
Oh, my team's here. Hey, guys, and one girl. Come here. Yeah, my team's here. And we got another guy in the bathroom. But we here.
All right, let's play then.
Well, let's play then.
Okay, let's play.
Be prepared to never touch another one of these ever again in your life.
Well, that's not really much of a change for me, but all right, yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Ow. All right, you guys ready for tip-off?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, yo, look, he's wearing a diaper. We're playing against a baby.
It's going to be easy.
Jeffy, don't let him get in your head. All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What do I do?
Pass it to Jeffy.
Yeah.
He made that? Oh, no. Come on, guys. Oh, it's on now.
Oh, my God. You see the three-pointer? Way to go, Jeffy.
Good shot, Jeffy.
On you.
Whoa. Yes, sir. What? It's on me, baby.
Damn it. Come on, guys. Step it up.
Oh, dude, I love basketball.
Pass it to Jeffy.
No, dude, I got this.
Pass it to Jeffy.
Oh, dude, I'm going to make it. Watch this. Oh, dude.
Are you supposed to pass it to Jeffy?
Dude, I just ate popcorn.
Oh, yeah!
That's what happens when you don't give the ball to Jeffy.
Well, I'm sorry, dude.
Pass the ball to Jeffy.
Come on.
Jeffy!
Oh, where are you going, Jeffy? Where are you going?
I'm going this way.
We losing! We don't lose!
Oh, my God! Another 3 points! We are killing it!
You ain't got this? You ain't got this? Oh, here you go, Tron.
Get out of my house! This is my house!
Tighten up, Tron! Tighten up! Yeah, come on!
Yeah, I don't know what to do! I don't know what to do!
Pass the ball to Jeffy!
Yeah, but he's so far away, though!
Well, yeah!
You got the ball stolen away from a girl?
Yeah! A girl did that! A girl did that! Yeah! You girl! You girl!
That happened because of you.
I'm sorry.
Okay, 6-6. A tied game. Come on, we got this.
Where you going? Where you going? You ain't making another shot today.
Junior, alley-oop!
Okay.
Y'all see me dunk it?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yes, the shoes.
Yes, some shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes. You can't cover me. You can't cover me. Woo.
He took my shoes! How do I keep getting the ball?
Just pass the ball to Jeffy.
Hey, Jeffy.
No!
No, you take it.
No, I don't have my shoes.
He doesn't have his shoes. Time out!
Hey, you can't call time out.
Time out, time out.
What's going on? Why'd you guys call time out? One more shot and we win.
Someone took my shoes.
Yeah, someone took his shoes.
What? Okay, I don't even have legs. Who cares? Why do you need shoes?
There's something we didn't tell you.
What?
The shoes he had on, they used to belong to Michael Jordan. They were magical shoes, and it made him where he wouldn't miss a single shot.
What? Oh, I don't have time for this shit. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Okay, where's the shoes?
Number one took them, and number 11's eating them.
Yeah. Eat that. You deserve it. You earned it.
What? Okay. Forget about the shoes, okay? You never needed the shoes.
Actually, we did.
Yeah, they made them where he didn't miss a shot.
Okay, well, we're just gonna have to do without them, okay? Because you can do this, okay? I know you can do this. I believe in you. Just look deep within yourself, okay? Because if we lose this, I'm gonna go bankrupt, and I will never be able to touch a basketball ever again. Although I'm a lot less worried about that one. So get back out there and just get one more shot. That's all we need.
Okay, let's do it.
Come on, let's play. One more shot wins the game.
Oh,
what's the matter? You can't make a shot without your magical shoes?
Actually, I cannot. Cody, here.
Cody.
shoot it.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know. Just shoot it.
Okay.
I made it! We won!
We won!
Woo! We won!
We lost!
Oh my god! We actually did it! Cody, you made the shot! You won that! You didn't need shoes! You did it!
Oh my god!
Woo!
Oh my god! They did it! Those kids won! They actually pulled it off! I could kiss you! I'm gonna kiss you! I'm gonna end up on some kind of list, but I'm still gonna kiss you!
Do it again.
Cody, we won! Let's go celebrate!
I gotta admit, those kids... pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that one kid probably just got lucky, but still, yeah, we won, so where's my money?
Yeah, deal's the deal. You'll get your money.
All right, awesome!
Hey, Danny!
Jeffy, what happened to your new shoes?
Somebody ate them.
No one ate them, Jeffy! Stop lying!
Danny, you have no idea the truth behind what I just said.
Hey, Marv!
Brooklyn guy.
It's $50,000 guy now.
$50,000? How'd you get all this money?
Well, because your son helped me win a $50,000 bet.
But I scored all the points!
No, you didn't score the game-winning shot. But I still want to thank you by giving you some of this money.
We're gonna get some of that money?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna give it to your dad, because that seems more responsible.
Okay, how much are we getting?
You are gonna get $100.
$100?
Yeah, you can buy your kid some new shoes.
Hey, Dad, can we get the Poop Stompers 3000s?
Yeah, let's go.
Sweet.
Can't really pick it up.
I got you.
Wait, no, give it. I need it.
Oh, sorry. Low in money, I just.
Hey, Dad, can I have some chocolate milk?
I'll make you some later, Jeffy, not right now.
But I can pour it all by myself.
No, you can't. You're going to spill it and make a big mess.
But Marvin, I've been teaching him to pour his own chocolate milk. He can do it without spilling any.
No, he can't. He's going to make a huge mess.
Danny, I promise I won't spill a single ounce of chocolate milk anywhere but in your cup.
I just don't believe you.
Marvin, trust him.
Yeah, Danny. Trust me.
I just don't.
Marvin, just let him try.
Okay, fine, Jeffy. You can pour your own chocolate milk. But I swear, if you spill any of it on the floor, you're grounded.
Alright, Danny. I'm gonna spill some milk. I'm gonna spill some
milk. No, Jeffy, get back here. No, he's saying I'm gonna spill some milk.
No, Daddy, I said I'm gonna pour some milk. It's that old age, Daddy.
What? No, you said spill.
No, I didn't. I said pour. You need to get your ears checked.
Okay.
I'm gonna spill some milk.
He said pour, Marvin.
All right. I'm gonna pour me some chocolate milk just like Mommy taught me. There, I didn't even spill it. Now how am I going to get it upstairs? Oh, I know.
What was that crashing noise?
Maybe it came from the neighbor's house.
No, it came from our kitchen. It's Jeffy.
Yeah, home run. I made it in the sink. But I was aiming for upstairs, so, oh well.
Oh, I told you he was going to spill it. Jeffy, why'd you spill the chocolate milk?
I didn't spill it.
Then how'd it get all over the floor?
Because I hit it with my bat.
Why would you do that?
Because I was trying to get it upstairs.
Why didn't you just walk it upstairs?
Because my legs don't work.
Jeffy, you made this mess on purpose.
Daddy, if I wanted to make a mess on purpose, this is what I would do.
But don't you dare.
Whoops.
Jeffy! That is it. I'm calling a doctor to find out what's wrong with his head.
I just spilled some milk. I just spilled some milk.
And I just called the doctor to fix what's wrong with your brain.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Oh, yes, doctor. There's something wrong with my son. I need you to fix him.
Yeah, there's a crack in my butt, so I think I need a new one.
But no, he does the opposite of everything I tell him to do.
Oh, yeah, like the things from Cat in the Hat.
Aw, I love that book.
I was talking about the movie. I've never read the book. Too long.
Look, I just want you to help me fix my son, because I told him to pour a glass of chocolate milk without spilling it, and guess what he did?
He spilled the chocolate milk?
No, he hit it with a baseball bat and spilled it everywhere.
Well, wow, yeah, okay, I can see you were dealing with some serious bad boyness.
So how do I fix him?
Well, what do you do when you're mad at him?
I yell at him really loud.
Yeah, and it's really starting to scar me emotionally.
Well, maybe he's just doing this stuff to get attention.
What?
Yeah, you know, some kids get in trouble on purpose because they think it's funny when their parents yell at them. So maybe if you just ignore him, he'll stop being bad.
No, if I ignored him, he'd keep doing the bad stuff.
Well, no, because eventually he'd get bored because no one's paying attention to him.
Huh.
I mean, it's hard to ignore him because he makes a lot of loud noises.
Okay, well, I'll just prescribe you these earplugs so you don't have to listen to him. I use them whenever I'm around my wife because she's like, nag, 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 and I'm just sitting there with my earplugs in so I don't have to listen to her, you know, just alone with my thoughts, thinking about all the mistakes I've made, like marrying her.
That sounds like a good idea.
But I wasn't talking to you, book reader. I was talking to him.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
All right, well, let's do it. I guarantee this will make your kids stop being bad.
Okay, baby, let's put some earplugs in and ignore Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, baby, I have the earplugs in my ears.
What?
I have the earplugs in my ears.
I can't hear you. I have earplugs in my ears.
What are you saying?
What?
Huh?
I think I'm just going to ignore Jeffy.
I can't hear what you're saying, but I'm just going to ignore Jeffy.
Daddy, what are those things in your ears? Daddy, what are those things in your ears? Daddy, if you don't answer me, I'm going to call the cops. All right, I'm going to call the cops. Daddy, are you ignoring me? All right, challenge accepted. You guys might not be able to hear me, but you'll definitely be able to feel me. Oh, looks like I'm all out. You guys are really going to stick with this ignore me thing, huh? Alright, because I got more silly stuff. I'll be right back.
Alright, baby, just keep ignoring them.
What?
All right, Daddy. You still going to keep ignoring me? If you keep ignoring me, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. All right. You asked for it. Wow. You're a trooper, Daddy. You're still going to keep ignoring me after all that? I'm going to have to go get the big guns now.
Marvin, are you okay?
No.
What?
How much longer are we going to ignore him for?
What?
All right, Daddy. I got the big guns. You still going to play this game? All right, Mommy. You want some too? Wow. They keep wanting to play this ignoring me game. Maybe one day they'll learn.
Oh, my head hurts.
What?
I said my head hurts.
What?
Well, take those earplugs out of your ears. I said my head hurts. How much longer should we ignore him for?
I don't know, Marvin, but I think he's starting to get bored now.
I hope so.
All right, Daddy. Prepare to get sniped. All right. Let me aim right at your eye. And boom!
Oh, my God, Marvin!
Oh, wow. What a shot. Right, Mommy? Why are you guys still ignoring me? Stop it! All right, fine. I give up. You guys win.
He gives up. He gives up.
That doctor was right, Marvin.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Yeah, that doctor was right. All we had to do was ignore him and he'd stop.
Wee! I'm having so much fun.
Wee!
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to get confused what we're talking about.
Yeah. Hey, Junior, it's kind of hot in here. Can you turn on the fan?
Why don't you do it?
Me. Me.
Yeah, you. Go flip the light switch.
No.
Light flick machine,
yeah.
Yeah. God, they own so many words.
I know.
What's wrong, Jeffy?
My mommy and daddy are ignoring me.
Well, isn't that a good thing? Doesn't that mean you can do whatever you want?
Yeah, if they're ignoring you, they're basically saying they don't care what you do. You can do whatever you want.
I didn't think of it like that. Oh, but since you guys mentioned it, now I want to do the most illegal thing that we can think of. You guys got any ideas?
You could do tax evasion. You can go to federal prison for tax evasion. Yeah, but they have tennis courts and ice cream. Why doesn't everyone just do tax evasion?
I think Jeffy should do something even more illegal. What's the most illegal thing in the entire world? Ooh, you could cook math.
What?
Yeah, that show Breaking Bad, they cooked math.
But they didn't cook math, Junior.
Yeah, they cooked math. Didn't you listen to the show? So, Jeff, you could just cook math, like cook subtraction and addition. Ooh, and then you could sell it. See, selling math is illegal. That's why school's free.
But Junior, I think maybe you misheard what they said in the show.
No, they were talking about math. So, Jeffy, we and you should all go...
Whoa.
No, I put an and between it.
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's not like I said GameCube.
You are walking on hot water there, mister.
GameCube.
Q-tip?
Q-tip, yes. Get very fun Q-tip.
Yeah. That. Anyway, let's just go cook math. Come on, go do it with us.
Okay. Alright, do it.
Alright, we have all different kinds of math here, so let's get to cooking.
Well, how do we start cooking math, Junior?
I don't know. Cody, how do you cook math?
They didn't cook math.
What'd they cook then?
Well, you know we can't say it.
What?
I mean, sorry, you know W.E. can't say it.
Look, all I remember from the show is the blue math was the most valuable, right?
Yeah.
Hey, look, the blue math is on the addition cards, so cook the addition. That's worth more money.
Okay.
There's someone at the door. Hold on, Cody. Just teach Jeffy how to cook math. What? Hello?
Hey there.
Ah, the cops! What are you doing here?
We were in the neighborhood cracking down on math labs, and I'm wondering if there's math in your house.
No, there's no math in my house.
Well, this rat here has been trained to smell out math, and he says there's math in there.
I smell math.
Well, stop ratting me out, rat.
I can't help it. I'm a rat.
Yep, that's about as much mileage as that joke, Scott. All right, I'm coming in to look for math.
Well, no, I promise there's no math in here.
Well, the rat said he smells math, so we're coming in.
Jeffy, Cody, run! We have to get out of here! The cops are here!
Cody already left!
What?
Oh my god, look at all this math!
I have nothing to do with this, I'm running!
You must be the kingpin of this math operation!
Oh, I'm sorry. I started cooking math because my parents stopped caring about me.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Parents stop paying attention to their kids, and next thing you know, they're slinging math on the streets. All right, come on. We're going to go talk to your parents. I'm shutting down this math operation.
Aww.
Hey there.
What, the cops! Jeffy, what did you do?
Care to explain this?
What is that?
That's math.
What? Math? Jeffy, where did you get math?
He was cooking it.
Cooking math? Where did we go wrong?
Oh, my God. What are they teaching our kids in school?
Math. It's all over the schools. It's in middle schools, high schools, colleges. I hear in some places they're doing math as early as kindergarten.
Oh, my God. They need to crack down all this math. Jeffy, why'd you start cooking math?
Well, you guys were ignoring me, so I didn't know what else to do.
Oh, my God. Officer, what could we have done differently?
Should have paid more attention to your son.
Well, you're the one who told us to ignore him.
No, Dr. Me told you to ignore him. Police officer Me saying you should have paid more attention to your son. See, you're lucky, because he hasn't actually started doing math yet. See how it isn't filled out? Yeah, see, if he had actually started filling that out and doing math, he'd be hooked for life. So, I'm just gonna let him off with a warning this time. But if he ever gets busted for math again, he'll be in a lot of trouble.
Okay. We need to be better parents to our son. All right, Jeffy, we're gonna start taking care of you, and we're gonna start paying attention. So what is something you want to do right now?
I want some chocolate milk.
Like earlier, I should have helped him pour it. So I'm gonna help you pour chocolate milk like a good father.
No, Danny, I think I got it.
No, I'm gonna help you.
No, I can pour my own chocolate milk.
No, I'm definitely gonna help you pour it because you're gonna hit it with a baseball bat. No, you're not. I'm gonna pour the milk for you. Nuts.
My grandparents' ashes.
Aw. Wait, your grandparents' ashes? Like both of them?
Yeah, Marvin. They wanted to be mixed together for all eternity.
Wait, so they're both inside this thing? Ew, that's their ashes?
Yes, Marvin. They died. They were cremated. They wanted to be put in this priceless, one-of-a-kind vase that's been passed down from generation to generation in my family.
Well, can we put it, like, in the closet or something? I don't want to look at it. It's weird.
Oh, no, Marvin. They love kitchens. They said when we die, put us in the kitchen.
Okay, well, I'm not going to sit in the kitchen and look at your grandparents' death sand, okay? I'm going to go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys. Are you ready to kick the soccer ball in the house?
Yeah!
But, Junior, what if we break something?
Cody, are you 40 years old? What if we break something?
Yeah, be a kid for once.
Well, I just don't want to get in trouble.
We're not going to get in trouble. Hey, Jeffy, I'm going to kick the ball to you first.
Okay.
I got it.
My turn.
What's this? What was that?
It sounded like you broke something.
It sounded like you broke something. Cody, that's what you sound like. If you ever want to know what you sound like, that's what you sound like.
Well, okay, that doesn't change that you broke something.
Okay, how do you know I broke something?
Because there was a loud crash from the kitchen.
But what if there's a speaker in there that plays crashing glass sounds?
Why would you have that?
You know there's like little machines that play nature noises? Maybe it's on the crashing glass sound channel.
Yeah, that sounds very relaxing. Crashing glass sounds. I'd like to fall asleep to that.
Guys, do you think I broke something?
No.
See, look, guys, it's 3 against 1, so I didn't break anything.
Okay, let's go check.
Okay, what do I get when there's nothing broken there?
$5.
Okay, I'm about to get $5.
Okay.
Oh no! What happened here?
Junior, this is the thing you broke.
Wait, so there's not a machine that makes broken glass noises in here?
No, you don't have one of those.
Yes, I do. And what is all this stuff?
I think it's someone's ashes.
Wow, they have a serious smoking problem if they have that much ashes.
But no, Junior, I mean like human ashes. Like this used to be people.
Dude, this is a lot of people.
Alright, guys, okay, what are we gonna do about this?
What are we gonna do, Junior? You're the one who broke it.
What? No, we all broke it because we all kicked the soccer ball.
But you hit it last.
No, Jeffy hit it last.
No, Uh-oh, you hit it last.
Guys, it doesn't matter that Jeffy hit it last. We just have to focus on cleaning it up. So I'm going to sweep up the ashes, and let's put it inside a vase that looks just like it.
Junior, where are we going to find a vase that looks just like this one?
Hey, guys, look at this vase I found that looks just like that one.
Jeffy! Come on, we needed that. Alright, who did it?
Jeffy did it.
What?
Yeah, Jeffy did it.
Oh, screw you guys!
That's it, Jeffy, you're grounded!
But I didn't do it!
Your friends ratted you out and said you did it, so you're coming with me! Alright, Jeffy, that's it, you're grounded!
But I didn't break the vase!
Yes, you did!
Well, I didn't break the first vase, but I broke the second vase.
There was only one vase, Jeffy.
No, there wasn't, there were two vases!
No, the one of a kind prize was handed out for generations!
Exactly, there was only one vase, Jeffy.
Guys, if there were two vases, go ahead and hit the like button and the subscribe button. Prove them wrong.
Jeffy, there was only one vase and you broke it because your friend said you broke it.
My friends are no longer my friends anymore because they framed me. Jeffy gets framed. It's the title of the video.
Jeffy, you're grounded for a month.
This house is a prison.
Go to your room.
Daddy, I'm going to prove to you that my friends framed me.
Okay, then do that then. But you're the one who broke it. It's okay, baby. We'll go sweep it up and we'll put it in like a litter box or something. All right, guys, what color do you think goes next?
Oh, dude, totally the orange one.
Oh, definitely orange.
No.
What's up, D-bags?
Oh, hey, Jeffy, sorry we had to blame it on you.
Because of you guys, I lost TV for a month!
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Yeah, sorry, Jeffy.
You guys better go tell my dad the truth, or else I'm gonna ruin all of your lives!
But they already think you did it, so just take the blame on this one.
So you've chosen death. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Dude, what is Jeffy gonna do?
I don't know. He's not gonna do anything. All right, guys, I think blue is next.
No.
All right, guys, I think we put them in the perfect order.
You guys cannot be serious.
Well, you can't do it any better.
Guys, I think I'm just gonna go get Ken and go home.
Wait, where'd you leave Ken at?
Oh, he's on the couch downstairs. I left Ken right here. Wait, what's this? If you ever want to see Ken again, admit that I didn't break the vase. Jeffy must have taken Ken. Junior, you have to go admit that you broke the vase right now.
What? No, I'm not going to get grounded just so you can get your stupid dumb doll back.
But Junior, I need Ken back.
Well, look, nothing's going to happen to Ken.
But what if he hurts him?
Dude, he's a doll.
Yeah, he's a doll. How is he going to hurt a dumb doll? He's not going to hurt him.
Who's that?
Who's that? Hello? Hello?
Oh, down there, dude.
What? Hey, Cody, there's a package here for you.
But to me? But this is your house.
I know, that's weird. We should open it. So, Cody, why did a package for you come to my house?
I don't know. It's really weird.
What'd you order? New glasses?
New glasses?
Yeah, new glasses.
Why would I order new glasses?
Because you love to collect glasses and wear them.
But do you think I wear glasses because I collect glasses? No, I wear glasses because my eyes don't work right.
So did you order new eyes?
New eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to open the box now.
What? Kid's head!
Where's the rest of him?
Wait, there's no more pieces of him in there?
No, it's just his head. Junior, we have to go tell the truth right now.
What? No, I'm not going to tell the truth just because you got Ken's head.
But Junior, look what he did to him.
Hold on, but maybe the other pieces will come in the mail. See, look, that might be another box with another piece to him. Come on. Hello?
Mom? Dad? What are you doing here? We're very disappointed in you, Cody. What did I do? You ate a Baconator, Cody. We're Jewish. We're not supposed to eat pork. Well, I didn't eat a Baconator. Oh, yeah? Well, then why did we find this Baconator wrapper in your room, along with a note that says, ha, 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 I ate this Baconator from Wendy's?
So you're gonna laugh in our face? Ooh, you're gonna burn in Jewish hell for that.
Well, why would I leave a note about something I'm not allowed to do? Because you're just that cocky, Cody. You didn't think you'd get caught. Why couldn't you just have eaten a Dave's Double? Well, I did! I love Dave's Doubles! I get them all the time!
I don't want to hear you coming home right now, okay?
We're gonna give you a Spankinator. Tell the truth, Junior!
Well, I don't want to get grounded!
Whoa, dude, Cody's life is ruined, just like Jeffy said.
Well, do you think Jeffy's gonna try to ruin our lives?
Nah, I don't have parents, so I'd love to see him try. Give me your best shot.
Who's the door? Hello?
Joseph? Mommy! Yes, I came back because I love you and I want to be a family again.
Really?
Yes!
You guys ready to tell the truth?
Jeffy, you ruined my life!
Then tell the truth!
Jeffy, just stop doing this!
Then tell the truth!
Whew. Oh, man.
Oh, it's really hot in that thing. All right, kid, you get my $100?
Yeah, it's right here in my diaper. You can go ahead and grab it.
Thank you. Man, you really made that guy feel pretty bad.
Yeah, he got me grounded.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'd feel bad if I were you, but whatever. Let me know if you need anything else. I got a whole bunch more costumes.
All right, thanks.
My famous soup is almost ready. Oh, hey, Jeffy. What are you doing?
Wait, why are you getting closer to me?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it!
I'm so sorry, Joseph.
Dude, my whole life is ruined. Just tell the truth.
Well, I don't want to get grounded.
Dude, just tell the truth.
Junior, dinner's ready.
Oh, dinner's ready. Oh, man, I'm so hungry. What did Chef Pee-Pee make me?
Oh, he made you his famous soup.
What? Wait, what's in this?
Chef Pee-Pee?
What? No, I know he made the soup, but what's in this?
Chef Pee-Pee.
Chef Pee-Pee.
You killed Chef Pee-Pee!
Yep, and I'm going to keep going until you tell the truth.
No, I want Chef Pee-Pee back!
Are you going to tell the truth?
Oh, yes, okay, fine. I'll go tell your dad. I'll go tell that you didn't do it.
All right, good.
Oh, man, you got Junior so good.
Yep, here's your $100.
Thank you very much. That'll teach him a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want the truth? Okay, Jeffy did not break your stupid, dumb grandparents' face. I broke it. I was the last one to kick the soccer ball, and I'm the one who broke it. So ungrounded so we can stop killing our families.
Mother, father, I demand an apology.
Wait, so Jeffy, you did not break that vase?
Nope. Well, I broke the second one, but not the first one.
So your friends lied?
Yes, they framed me.
Wait, the title of the video. Jeffy gets framed. We should have paid attention.
Yeah, I've been telling you guys that.
Well, Jeffy, we're sorry for grounding you. We just thought you did it.
Now kiss my hand.
Kiss your hand.
Kiss my hand.
Ow! Now don't you ever try to take my TV away from me again.
Now, which one of you is going to go sweep up Grandma and Grandpa?
Oh, yeah, I'm so ready for Halloween. I can't wait to go trick-or-treating. I'm gonna get all the candy. That must be my friends. I can't wait for them to see my costume. Hello?
Hey, dude. Junior. Wow, nice Michael Myers costume.
Yeah, dude.
I just got it in the mail. Isn't it awesome? Ooh, I can do a Mike Myers impression. You want to hear it?
But he doesn't talk.
Yeah, he does. He goes, yeah, baby. No, I got more. Donkey, you get out of my swamp. Oh, and also from the Cat in the Hat. You pay this woman to sit on babies? I do it for free.
But no, Junior, that's Mike Myers.
So that's who I am, the actor.
No, you're Michael Myers, the murderer.
What? The voice that struck killed someone?
But no. Listen, Junior. Okay, so there's an actor named Mike Myers who played Austin Powers and he was in Shrek and a whole bunch of stuff. And then there's Michael Myers, the murderer from the Halloween movies.
And I'm the murderer?
Yeah.
I was wondering why he had a knife. Dang it, I bought the wrong costume. I'm gonna go take this off. Wait, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, I'm an avocado. You get it? Avocado. Avocado? Okay.
Oh, Joseph, what are you supposed to be?
Oh, dude, I'm LeBron James!
Oh, I thought you were like Bugs Bunny or some shit.
Wait, Joseph, you can't just take off your hat and put on a Toon Squad jersey and say you're LeBron James.
Uh-huh. Dude, I'm black, I'm bald, and I have a jersey on. I'm LeBron James. Don't be mad because you messed up your costume.
Guys, just sit on the couch. I'm gonna change my costume.
Okay.
All right, guys, I changed.
You're a piece of pizza?
How lame, dude.
No, I'm the CEO of Papa John's. What's up,
whoa! You can't say that, dude!
The CEO of Papa John's said
he's not the CEO anymore because of that reason. You can't say that, dude!
Yeah, he said that and he got fired.
Oh, so I have to change again?
Yeah, right now, instantly, dude.
Yeah, make the next costume more accurate.
Yeah, not racist.
Okay, I'll change. All right, guys, I'm a panda. Happy now?
Yes, dude.
It's not controversial.
All right, you ready to go trick-or-treating?
Junior!
What's your excuse for saying it now?
I thought pandas were allowed to say it.
When have you ever heard a panda speak?
Well, there's that rap song called Panda, you know? Panda, 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 panda. I got hoes in Atlanta. I need an orange panda.
It's a song, dude. It's by designer.
Are those really the lyrics?
Well, okay, so pandas do not have the N-word. Past.
No, never!
He really is LeBron James.
Let's just go trick-or-treating.
Right now, dude.
All right, let's go. All right, guys, this is a really nice house. That means I have a lot of candy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Go ahead and knock, Junior.
Jonathan, answer the damn door. Just trick-or-treating. Give him some candy or something.
Okay. Oh, jeez, I'm going. You don't yell so loud. Trick-or-treat. Show me your feet, and I'll give you something good to eat. You can't.
We just want some candy.
Oh, then show me your feet.
But no, it's supposed to be smell our feet.
Don't mind if I do.
What?
It smells gross.
Can we get our candy?
Yes, you may have one piece each.
One piece?
Yes, don't be greedy.
Wait a minute, we forgot our trick-or-treat bag.
Oh, darn it. That means we have to go back to my house. All right, let's all grab one piece of candy.
Okay. Can't believe we forgot our trick-or-treat bags.
And we only got one piece of candy.
Dude, let's get our bags and go back out there.
But I'm so tired, we walked like a mile.
We just went next door. It's not a mile, Junior. Stop lying.
Well, I don't even want my warhead. Who wants to trade with me?
I just got a box of nerds.
Because you are a nerd. Nerd! Ah, he's a nerd. And also, Cody, since you're a nerd, if you eat nerds, that's like cannibalism, but for nerds. So it's like nerdabilism.
Oh, haha. Yeah, that's so funny. Oh yeah, and Ken also has Skittles because we're fruity.
Yeah, they're fruity! Yeah, you're out of the closet.
At least you know.
Yeah. All right, guys, if you really want to go trick-or-treating, we can go back out there.
No, I'm tired. I Ava can't do any more trick-or-treating. Ava can't do... I hate my life.
What's wrong, Cody?
Well, it's just the nerd thing and the Skittle thing gets such a big laugh, but when I make avocado jokes, no one likes them.
Well, Cody, to be honest, I don't know what an avocado is.
What do you mean you don't know what an avocado is? It's what guacamole comes from.
I've never heard of an avocado in my life.
Oh, dude, I thought you were a green jelly bean.
Yeah, I thought he was a green jelly bean, too.
Right?
Yeah, so you're not a jelly bean?
No, I'm an avocado.
So avocado's not Spanish for jelly bean?
No.
I thought you said, since you had that umbrella on your head, I thought that was, like, Spanish for jelly bean.
You mean the sombrero?
Yeah, that's what that's called.
Yeah, I know. It's a sombrero because avocados come from Mexico.
So you're a jumping jelly bean.
What?
Because, you know, Mexicans jump...
You really don't want ads on this video, do you?
Look, I just don't do Halloween right. Every one of my costumes is offensive, and it's just dumb. Let's just stay inside and watch a scary movie.
Yeah, candy. I know. We should watch a Michael Myers movie so you can know who that is.
Ooh, okay. Let's watch Shrek or Shrek 2. Ooh, or Austin Powers Goldmember.
No, Junior, that's not... Goldmember. Let's just watch Goldmember.
Okay, I'm gonna put that on.
Breaking news, UK. Do not eat the Halloween candy. There's an emergency press conference explaining why. Let's go to that.
Don't make me do this. I don't want to tell these people. They're going to be pissed. We're live?
Oh, we're live! Hey! Hello! Happy Halloween! Boo! That's scary. Yeah, hey. Funny story. Not really. I guess it's kind of serious. You know how there's candy, and everybody likes candy? Well, there's this one factory that makes all the candy in the world. And, like, it has a lot of machines, obviously. And most of them make candy, but there is one of the machines that does make rat poison. And so there was like a little bit of a mix-up at the factory, and now there's rat poison in all the candy, all of it, all over the world. So if you eat the candy, you're gonna die. So just, you know, I mean, don't eat the candy. Like, it's not that hard. Just don't eat the candy, and you'll be okay. And if you've already eaten the candy, you're gonna die. I'm sorry. But, like, I mean, just don't eat it, right? If you go on trick-or-treating, just don't eat any of the candy, right? Okay, good. Oh, man, that is the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Oh, no!
That's a good thing we didn't need any candy.
Dude, I just ate my airhead!
What an airhead.
Junior, this is serious. He's gonna die.
Well, quick, Joseph, throw up.
It's not working, dude.
Well, maybe your piece wasn't poison.
You're right. Maybe my piece wasn't poison.
Joseph! Hold on, I think Joseph's dead. I'm gonna do the Heimlich.
Whoa, Junior, what are you doing?
The Heimlich.
I'm choking too.
No, Cody, seriously, is Joseph really dead?
Yeah, looks like it,
James. What do we do?
I don't know what to do. Huh? Oh, come on, that was good. It literally has the word avocado in it. I don't know. Oh, come on, laugh or I'm leaving. Yeah, it was good.
Well, look, do we call a doctor?
Well, Junior, there's no point in calling a doctor. Millions of people are going to be dying tonight, so we should just bury him in the backyard like a dog.
Okay, poor Joseph. Oh, come on, buddy. We just buried Joseph.
Yeah, it was too graphic to show.
A pack of wolves attacked us while we were burying him and stole one of Joseph's legs.
Yeah, they got one of his eyes, too. We put some band-aids on it. I mean, even though he's dead, we just felt bad.
Yeah, poor Joseph.
You didn't have to cut him open and steal one of his kidneys, though.
We can get a lot of money on those on the black market.
The brains.
What's the sound?
I don't know.
Brains!
Joseph's a zombie! Hey, buddy!
Brains, give me your brains.
He's gonna try to eat our brains! Cody, do something!
Okay, I have these scissors.
Stab him in the brain!
Hey, zombie!
Wait, is he dead? Stab him again! One more time. Okay, I think he's dead now.
Yeah, I think he's definitely dead.
He's a zombie! Oh my god! How'd he turn into a zombie?
Look, Junior, the news!
Breaking news, MK! There is another reason for you not to eat the Halloween candy that's even worse than the first reason! Let's go to the emergency press conference now.
Hey, 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 hey there, me again. Hey, so somehow the situation got worse. Can you believe it? Yeah. So remember earlier when I told you about the rat poison in the candy because of the mix-up at the factory? Well, it turns out that there was actually a nuclear power plant in the factory where they make the candy and the rat poison, so the candy is also radioactive. So if you eat the candy, you're going to die and come back as a zombie. Yeah, so again, just don't eat the candy, but now there are zombies everywhere because everybody who's eating the candy is dying. They're turning into zombies, and so that's going to be a problem. But, you know, just you know, be careful and don't eat the candy and watch out for the zombies. I'm gonna go hide.
You've got to be kidding me.
Wait, so that means everybody who eats candy is gonna die and then turn into a zombie?
Junior, we need weapons to defend ourselves from the zombie apocalypse! I said it. I said the name of the video.
Oh, okay, so we have to get weapons and make sure nobody eats candy. Wait, Chef Bibi! Where'd they go? Stop, Chef Bibi!
Yeah.
Almost done eating all these Starbursts! I was supposed to pass it out to the trick-or-treaters, but screw them kids! I'm gonna eat another one. Ooh, yellow's my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chef Bibi, did you just eat all this candy?
I'm eating one right now. Junior, why did you hit me in my face?
Because these Starbursts are poison!
The Starbursts are not poison!
Yeah, the news says they're all poison. You're gonna die!
No, I'm perfectly fine!
Chef Bibi! No! Oh, Chef Bibi's dead, Cody!
Junior, back up. He's going to turn into a zombie. We need weapons.
Okay, let's go get weapons. Oh, poor Chef Bibi. All right, Cody, I got a hammer.
And I got a mallet. Let's go kill Chef Bibi again.
Oh, Cody, I don't want to see Chef Bibi as a zombie.
We have to, Junior.
Brains! Oh, you're so ugly, Chef Bibi.
Why does he look like that?
Yeah, even as a zombie, he's just so ugly. Like, why is his eyes all, like, bulging out like that?
Yeah, and why do his arms fall off? What's up with that?
Yeah, you're an ugly zombie, Chef Bibi.
Brains.
And all I can say is brains.
That's lame. Imagine dying and then looking like that. How embarrassing.
Yeah, how embarrassing. You look like a doofus, Chef Bibi.
Brains.
I had to hit him. He's just so ugly.
Yeah.
I think he's dead. Alright, okay, so let's go try to stop everyone from eating candy.
Okay.
Daddy, this Halloween has been the tits.
Yeah, you got a lot of candy, Jeffy.
Yeah, Daddy, I'm Dash from The Incredibles. Watch. Fast as f***, boy. Hey, Daddy, look, you want to see me run to Japan and back? She just did that.
Wow, Jeffy, you're so fast.
Yeah. Alright, you want to see me do it again? See, just did it again.
Alright, little fast man, it's time to go to bed.
But Daddy, I want to eat some of my candy.
No, Jeff, you can't have any candy before bed because you'll get all hyper.
Oh man, can I at least have one piece?
Okay, fine, one piece of candy before bed, only one.
Okay, I want this one.
Okay, yeah, that's your only piece of candy. I guess I'll eat a piece of candy too.
Alright, Junior, who do we warn about the candy first?
Let's go into Jeffy's room and tell him not to eat the candy.
Okay.
Jeffy, do not eat the candy. Oh, no. There are already zombies. They ate the candy.
We have to kill him, Junior.
Okay. Oh, he has my hammer.
Oh, no. My really bad grip.
Cody. Cody.
Oh, he's sucking me pretty hard.
I'm going to save you.
No, Junior, go on without me.
No, I have to save you.
Junior, go on without me. Trust me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's zombies. Who's at the door? What if it's a zombie? Hello, are you a zombie?
No, are you a zombie?
No. How do I know he's not a zombie?
How do I know he's not a zombie?
Do you like to eat brains?
No, do you like to eat brains?
No.
Okay. Are you sure you're not a zombie?
No, I'm not green.
Hey, that's zombie racist. Zombies can be all kinds of different colors.
You're right, I'm sorry.
But I mean, I still know you're not a zombie because a zombie would never say that. A zombie would say something like, brains!
Ah, you are a zombie!
No, I'm just telling you what a zombie would say. There's one right behind me, isn't there? Uh-oh, let's go! Long be alive! What am I doing? I got a gun. I don't have to run away. Move over, kid. All right, check this out. Hey! Ha-ha! Done! Dunzo! Dunion rings! Kid, we don't have anything to worry about as long as I got this gun.
Well, there's more zombies up there!
Oh, I do not, however, have any more ammo, so I think we should just run away and scream like little girls.
Ah!
outside in the pantry!
Okay, right. Close the door, close the door!
Close, damn it! Okay, we should be safe in here.
Yeah, and we have enough food to last us for years.
Yeah, I just hope we have enough macaroni and cheese.
Oh, we do, it's right there.
I know, I was being sarcastic. Why do you have this much?
Because I love macaroni and cheese. You want some?
No, how would we cook it?
We would just go out there and use... We can't go out there.
No.
We can still eat some cheese balls.
Oh, great.
And some chocolate chip cookies.
Uh-huh.
And we have little Debbie cakes and, ooh, chocolate syrup and applesauce.
Oh, applesauce. The first thing I've heard that's healthy. This is the pantry of a 5-year-old.
Oh, look, the food's really good here. Just, as long as you don't eat the candy, it's poison.
I'm not stupid. I'm not going to eat the poison candy. Ooh, is that a blue warhead? Gimme!
Well, you can't eat that. It's poisoned.
I know, but, like, if I eat this, it's so sour, my face will pucker up like you wouldn't believe.
You cannot eat it. You die.
Okay, Dad, I won't eat it. Jeez, you never let me do anything fun.
Okay, there has to be some stuff we can eat in here. Ooh, we can eat some popcorn. That uses the microwave, too. We can eat some... Ooh, tuna! We can eat some tuna! Did you eat it?
No.
You're gonna die!
I'm not gonna die!
Oh, no! He died! Oh, I have to protect myself. He's gonna turn into a zombie. Okay, I'm gonna hit him with the tuna can. Yeah, I'll hit him with the tuna can.
Brain!
Ah, zombie! Oh, I don't know where to go. Protect me, kid.
Let me eat your brain.
Brain. Ass. No, it's brain. Let me give you brains. No, you're a terrible zombie. Ow!
Okay, you want some? What's up, ninja?
Whoa!
You can't say that, dude!
All right, you ninjas ready to go trick-or-treating?
Junior!
Hey, Danny, what car Play-O tastes the best?
You're not supposed to eat it, Jeffy.
But it smells so good.
Hear ye, hear ye. Art thou ready for our date tonight?
Hear me. Watch me smack my pee-pee.
Baby, why are you dressed like that?
Because we have a date tonight, Marvin.
We do?
Yes, Marvin, a week ago you said we could go to the medieval times where we can eat turkey legs and mashed potatoes with our bare hands and watch people battle to the death.
I don't remember making those plans.
But you did, Marvin.
Well, baby, we don't have a babysitter for Jeffy. We can't go.
You said you already got Jeffy a babysitter.
I did?
Yes!
I don't remember saying this. Well, hold on. This Slinky's about to go down the stairs.
Hey, Marvin!
What do you want, baby? I'm doing something.
Can we go on a date soon?
Yeah, sure.
Can we go, like, next weekend?
Whatever you want.
Can we go to medieval times?
Yeah, sure.
Will you make sure that Jeffy has a babysitter?
He already has one.
What, really?
Well, yeah, just leave me alone, please.
Okay, thanks, Marvin.
Oh, I just want to do my Slinky. Oh, now I remember.
So are we going?
Well, baby, see, here's the thing.
Hey, Dad, use this.
Wait, what's that?
It's a book of excuses. I use it all the time.
Good thinking, Jeffy. Well, baby, see, I'd love to go, but my cat, dog, gerbil, hamster is sick.
Marvin, are you just reading a book of excuses? Well,
no, baby, can we just go another night?
I can't believe you forgot!
I didn't forget, baby. Don't cry. We're going.
We are?
Yeah, I was just joking. I didn't forget. I remembered everything. I even got Jeffy a babysit already.
You did? Oh, my gosh, Marvin, let's go. I'm so excited.
Yeah, let's go. But hold on. Before we go, I have to go use the bathroom, so just wait right here while I use the bathroom, and then we're going to go, okay?
Okay, hurry.
I can't believe I forgot my date night tonight. Where am I supposed to find a babysitter at the last second?
Man, these cookies are hot. This oven is hot. Man, it's hot as hell.
Oh, Chef Peepee. Hey, Chef Peepee.
Oh, hey, Marvin. You want a hot-ass cookie from this hot-ass oven? Because, man, it's hot.
No. I actually need a favor from you. I was wondering, could you possibly babysit Jeffy tonight?
No, I can't babysit Jeffy. Jeffy's the worst kid ever. I would rather die.
Well, no, I just don't have any other options, so can you please babysit Jeffy, please?
You know what? Marvin, I would love to, but, unfortunately, I'm going to be in the hospital with third-degree burns.
Wait, what? Okay, I don't have any other options. I'm calling the only person that can help me.
Hello?
Hey, I really need your help.
No, man, come on. You're always calling me to be a cop or a doctor or a plumber. You never just call to hang out. I feel like you're using me.
I'm not using you. I just really need your help.
No, you know what, man? It's my day off and I'm just not in the mood.
But buddy, I want to hang out.
Buddy? Hang out?
Yeah, I want to hang out.
You really want to hang out with me?
Yeah, you're my best friend.
Best friend? Really? You mean it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I want to hang out. Like we could slam back a few brewskis, and we could stay up all night and tell scary stories.
Yeah, just come over.
Okay, can I spend the night?
Spend the night?
Yeah, like I could bring my pillow, and we could make a pillow fort. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, whatever gets you over here faster. Just get over here.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to sneak out so my wife doesn't see. Oh, man.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute, buddy. He's here already? Hello?
Hey, buddy! I drank 3 energy drinks in the car on the way here because I want to make sure I have enough energy to stay up all night long! I even brought my lucky pillow. I've had it since I was 5 years old. I chew it whenever I get nervous. Can you tell I'm nervous? All the kids in high school used to make fun of me because I would bring it to school and chew it in class. But you're not going to do that, right? Because we're best friends, and that's what best friends are for. Go on, chew it!
Well, I'm not chewing that.
No, it's okay if our slobbers touch because we're slobber pals!
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay, so I was thinking, first, we would get manicures, and then we would tell scary stories, and then have a pillow fight, and then braid our hair. Or we could braid our hair and then have a pillow fight and then get manicures and then tell scary stories. It doesn't really matter which order we do it in as long as we do it all. But we'll have plenty of time to do it all because we're going to stay up all night long, right?
Yeah, we're going to stay up all night long. So actually, there was something I need you to do.
Did you just ask me over here to do something for you?
Yeah. The thing I need you to do is to not go easy on me on the pillow fight.
Okay, buddy. Ow. How was that?
That was really good. Yeah, so come inside so we can have our sleepover.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Marvin, where have you been? You took forever. We need to go now.
I had to wait for the babysitter.
Well, where is he?
Hey, everybody. I'm here.
Is this the babysitter?
Babysitter? What the hell are you talking about? No, I'm Marvin's best friend. I'm here for the sleepover.
Sleepover?
Baby, the sleepover. So this is the babysitter, and I told him he has to watch Jeffy all night because I want to go to the beach and watch the sunrise with you.
Aw, really?
Yeah, so go wait in the car.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want to do first? I think we should watch a scary movie.
A scary movie?
Yeah, is it okay if whenever I get scared, I hide behind you and do this?
Hold me. Hey, Dad, can I pick your movie?
What the? Your son is here? I thought this was just going to be a sleepover with 2 best friends, just you and me.
It is. So obviously, I'm a dad, so I have to wait for my son to go to sleep. So I was thinking we could put on a movie, and then when he falls asleep, we do all our fun sleepover stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, so what movie should we put on to help him go to sleep?
We should put on the most boring movie ever. How about The Good Dinosaur? That movie sucks.
Yeah, so put that on and watch it with him, and I'm going to use the bathroom.
Oh, if you're constipated, you can chew on my pillow. That's what I do when I'm constipated.
But, ew, no!
All right, let's find a good dinosaur. Where's Disney Plus?
Oh, can we watch Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse?
No, we cannot watch Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse. Do I look like a little kid to you?
Well, give me the remote!
No, give me! Give me the remote!
Give me the remote! All right, good.
All right, fine. We can watch Mickey Mouse's Dumbhouse.
All right, baby, are you ready?
Yes, Marvin, I'm so excited! Let's go!
All right, let's go! Oh, wait a minute. Darn it. I forgot my wallet inside.
That's okay, Marvin. I have money.
No, baby, I'm not gonna let you pay for our date night. It'll just take me a few seconds. Hold on.
Hurry!
It's the Mickey Mouse Trap House! Come inside! There's crime inside! Trap House!
I love you, Mickey Mouse!
He can't hear you.
All right, Mouseketeers. Today we're gonna find out what happens when you snitch!
You get stitches!
Oh, Toodles!
Ugh, I hate Toodles. He's dumb.
All right, Mouseketeers. So the first thing you're gonna do is you're gonna look at your snitch, you grab your gat, and you go splat, splat, splat! Let's try it out!
No, Mickey, I promise I'm not lying!
But turn that crap, Goofy!
No, Mickey, put the gun down!
Oh, no! They shot Goofy!
I didn't realize we were watching an extremely goofy homicide.
All right, I'm back.
Good, because your son's trying to ruin the sleepover.
What's he doing?
He's watching Mickey Mouse's Trap House.
Jeffy, I told you not to watch that anymore. Go to bed.
Don't you have a date to go on with your wife?
No, he has a sleepover to do with me.
No, he has a date to go on.
Wait, is this a date? Because I thought it was a sleepover.
Oh, no, it's not a date. Jeffy, go take a bath.
Who, me? I'll take a bath.
I want to take a bath.
No, he told me to take a bath first.
Well, no, I got to take a bath.
No, you're going to use all the hot water. Hey, do you have bubbles?
Touch my bubbles and you die.
Oh, okay, how about this? Flip a quarter and then whoever gets head takes a bath first. Okay, I got to use the bathroom again, so go figure that out.
Okay, fine, I'll get a quarter. All right, I got a quarter. If it's heads, that means I get to take a bath first. And if it's tails, then you get to take a bath first.
All right.
It's heads, I get to take a bath first, haha.
Oh, man, I wanted to take a bath first.
Yeah, you sit here and enjoy your stupid little show. I'm going to go make Santa Claus beards with the bubbles.
Oh, man, I wanted to do that.
And guess what? I'm going to use all the hot water.
Oh, man.
There, my bath is ready. Ooh, let's get in. Oh, yeah, that's what Daddy likes. Oh, look at this, rubber duckies.
Oh, it's so fun.
Oh, no. What if there's sharks in the water? Protect me, duckies.
He killed all the sharks. Good duckies.
All right. You like your hot bag? Well, try some lava.
What the hell are you doing? That's lava! No! Let's get out of here, duckies!
Marvin, I'm so excited!
Well, we're on our way. Hold on, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, not while you're driving!
Okay, I'll stop the car. Well, hello?
Hey, man, what the heck?
What's wrong?
Your son just ruined my bath. Where are you?
I'm still in the bathroom.
Marvin, who's on the phone?
Oh, you get girls with you in the bathroom? Man, you're a player.
Well, what do you want?
I want you to come back here and tell your son to knock it off.
Give me a few minutes. I'll be right there. Baby, we have to turn around.
Why?
Because I want to wear a costume like that.
Marvin, we don't have time for this.
I'm too underdressed. I want to dress like that. I don't look like a barbarian. Look, we'll turn around. It'll only be a few minutes. All right, I'm back. What's going on?
Your son ruined my bubble bath by pouring hot lava in the bathtub.
Hot lava? Where'd you get hot lava from?
From my lava lamp.
You know that's not real lava, right?
Yeah, it is. Why else would it be called a lava lamp, dummy? God, you're so dumb. I mean, you're my best friend, but you're dumb.
All right, let's knock it off. How about we all just go to sleep?
Well, I can't go to sleep. I already had 3 energy drinks. And besides, we're supposed to stay up all night long.
Okay, how about this? How about we pretend to go to sleep? Because if Jeffy sees us sleeping, then he'll go to sleep, and then we can stay up all night.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, you're really smart. I take back the time I said you were dumb a minute ago.
Oh, okay, how about this? Let's all go to bed. Hey, Jeffy, let's go to bed. We're all going to cuddle.
I'm all nice and cozy.
Wait, are you naked?
Yeah, I sleep naked, don't you?
No, I wear my clothes.
You sleep in the clothes that you wore all day that got all stinky and sweaty? Your bed must be gross.
Well, let's just focus on going to bed.
Well, I'm
going to
cuddle you because you're my best friend.
Wait, no, I'm going to cuddle him because he's my daddy.
Not if I cuddle him first.
No, no, I'm going to cuddle
him. No, I'm going to cuddle
him
first.
No, he's my daddy. He's my
dad!
Pillow fight!
No, stop that!
Stop! No more pillow fights! Let's just tell scary stories.
Ooh, scary stories. Hold on. I gotta get Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, Paul the pillow. He's my pillow. I'm ready.
Jeffy, tell a scary story.
Okay. One time, I wanted pizza for dinner.
Oh, pizza's good.
And my daddy said no!
Why would he do that?
I don't know. And then instead of pizza, he gave me green beans!
Oh, no, not green beans! No, don't tell me anymore. I don't want to hear it. La, 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 la.
I have to get out of this. Oh, guys, I got an idea. Why don't we play hide and seek?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I want to play hide and seek.
Oh, okay. So you guys hide, and I'll be the seeker. So I'll count to 300, and do not, for any reason, come out until I find you, okay?
Wait, you're going to count to 300?
I'm a fast counter. I want to give you time to find the best hiding spot. So remember, do not come out until I find you. If you come out before I find you, you lose, and you're a loser.
Oh, okay.
All right.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, I'm gonna go on my date.
All right, I'm ready.
Marvin, where's your costume that we had to turn around for?
Oh, yeah, my costume. Darn it. I outgrew it. It's too small. There's rips in it. I don't have one.
Can we just go now? I'm starving.
Okay, I promise, baby, no more distractions. We're going.
Marvin, that dinner was amazing!
We ate mashed potatoes with our fingers.
I know, we ate like barbarians!
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
I did, but Marvin, you've been really weird tonight. What's wrong?
Well, I had to run back and forth, and I was really stressed out, and I haven't been honest with you, baby. So I did forget about our date, and I didn't get a babysitter, and so I called Brooke and Guy at the last second, and he wanted to hang out, and I lied to him and said I'd hang out with him, and I tricked him into babysitting Jeffy.
Marvin, that's so mean!
Yeah, that is mean!
What the...
I was hiding under the couch cushion.
Why?
Because we were playing hide and seek, remember? And I was down there for a long time, and I just thought, maybe he's just bad at hide and seek. But then, after a few hours, I realized you weren't coming.
Marvin, why is the babysitter naked?
Yeah, why is the babysitter naked? Maybe it's because he didn't know he was a babysitter.
I don't want my face down there. Look, Brooklyn guy, I'm sorry, I did want to hang out with you.
Oh, really? So, if you didn't need a babysitter, would you have called me?
Well, I
yes or no?
No.
Why didn't you just invite him to dinner?
We did! I wanted to go to dinner. I want to eat mashed potatoes with my fingers.
I need a babysitter! Why didn't we bring Jeffy? This is so stupid! Buddy! Look, I'll make it up to you. What do you want to do? You want to go to dinner?
No, I want a friend.
I am your friend. How about we stay up all night and watch movies?
Really?
Yeah, and we can hang out and do manicures and gossip and all that stuff.
Will you chew on my pillow?
Yes, I'll chew on your pillow.
You're the best friend ever!
Boys are weird.
Isn't Paul delicious? He's so comforting to chew on.
Why is my side crunchy?
Oh, that's where all the dried spit is. I'm still winning hide and seek.
passed out your test from yesterday. And just to let you all know, everyone did bad.
Oh no, we all did bad.
Dingy dude, I can't fail again.
You must be lying, because I know I didn't fail.
I didn't fail either.
All right, Patrick, here's your test back. You fail.
Oh man.
Here you go, Roy. You fail.
That's totally not cool.
And here you go, little T. You fail.
Oh man.
Obviously, you failed, Jeffy.
Oh man, you're telling me all the answers aren't 7?
And of course you failed, Bori.
Whatever, I didn't even try.
Alright, Junior, here your test, you failed.
Failed? My dad's totally gonna ground me.
Ha ha, Junior, you failed.
Shut up, Penelope.
And here you go, Penelope, here your test, you failed.
What? I've never failed a test in my life, this must be a mistake.
Ha ha.
And Joseph, here you go, here your test, you failed.
Aw, man, well at least I don't have parents to check my grades.
Wow, that really does suck for you guys. I can't believe I'm the only one in the class who didn't fail.
Fail is what you did, Cody. There your test.
Fail? No. I don't fail. No, you must have graded this wrong. No. I was in a rush.
All right, stop your whining, Crass. You all fail, which means you're all done.
Come on, teacher. There must be some extra credit we can do. I have to wipe this F off my record. You could have at least just given me a big, hard D.
Extra credit? I'm glad you said that, Cody, because I have a series of games we could play, and it's ironic because I'm Korean. But how would you crass right to play the games, and the winner of those games gets an A in the crass for the whole year, and no homework?
No homework for a year?
Games? I love games!
An A for the whole year? Yes!
We want to play!
Okay, good. Everyone wants to break. So the first game we're gonna play...
Who's that?
Who, him? Oh, that's my friend. He's just cold all the time, so he likes to wear a jacket, a mask, and gloves. But anyway...
Why does he have a gun?
Because he's got to stay strapped, because the streets are tough. But anyway, the first game we're going to play is red right, green right. So what you're going to do is, everyone's going to line up at the back of the class, and when I say green light, you're going to run towards the board. But when I say red light, you're going to stop. If you're moving when I say red light, then you're going to get eliminated by getting shot with the Nerf gun. Okay? And whoever reaches the board is safe, but whoever doesn't is eliminated. So everyone, go to the back of the class. We're about to start.
Oh man, this is so cool. All I have to do is win a few games and I get no homework for a year.
Junior, don't forget.